I hate to sound like a broken record. We've talked about this probably with you more this year than anybody ever. Special teams, there's been a lot of good, there's been a little bad, but boy, it's playing a huge part in a lot of your games this year.
Yeah, you know, we're just not, we just don't have enough explosive, wow players yet in the program, or they haven't developed to that point yet. And so we're having a little bit of smoke and mirrors in the special teams part. We're taking advantage of it. I know we put more time into special teams than anybody else in the conference. And it's been paying off.
Yes. So, whatever it takes to win is what you want to do.
No doubt.
We'll come back. We'll talk more with the coach about the final game of the season coming up for the Bobcats after this timeout.
Our family serving your family for five generations. The Bank of Steiner, proud of their long history of serving the community of Steiner and the surrounding area. For over 100 years, they've been your locally owned and family-run bank. The Bank of Steiner is also the home of the BJ Steiner Agency. Check with them for your farm and home insurance. The Bank of Steiner since 1888. Our family serving your family for five generations. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Welcome back to our Peru State College Coach Show. Coach Phil Aquino joins us here. Coach, last visit of the year, I guess. I just dread the start of football season. I go, boy, it's going to be a long season and got all this to do and all that to do. Here we are at the end of it, and you look back and you go, wow, where did the time go?
Yeah, it's gonna be one of those days when the game's over, and then on Sunday, you know, coaches are kind of routine oriented,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of do the same thing on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. You do the same thing, you know, throughout
right.
the whole week is scheduled. And so, and it is for the players too. So it's kind of it'll be the last time that this group as a group will be playing together. And we'll be together. So, it'll be a sad day, but also a joyous day.
Right.
Take the next step, and we're going to try to send all these guys this will be their last game out on with the W. So.
Yeah, senior day. I'm not sure what exactly the program will be for senior day, but it may be the shortest one you've ever been associated with.
Yeah, we're not having. This will be the shortest. I have a feeling, you know, we don't have a lot of seniors on the team now. We have a couple guys that are going to graduate,
mm-hmm.
and I think they're going to move on in life. So we'll add a couple more with them, and then some of them are going to do some other things for us. So we want to celebrate their time with the program. And you get a degree and stuff, and sometimes guys are like, hey, it's next chapter. I got this good job. I got this internship that we got set up for them, and we're like, hey.
Right.
I think it's best for you to move on. And
yeah.
So, and come up with that decision. So, but it will be a small group. There's no doubt. We're hoping in the future we have 30 guys run out on senior day.
Exactly. Coach, both teams are 5-5 going into this final game of the season. Finishing 6-5 would sure be a great jumping off point to get started with the off season and into next spring.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I was talking to the staff and I go, we got to win this last one for sure, because otherwise that's all I'm going to think about for the rest of the off season is that last game. So I go, all of us are going to be a lot happier if we win this last one. And I know the 6-5, that's always sounds better than 5-6. But and then it also just kind of is a building block for the future of the program.
Right.
So really excited. Think the boys will be all excited, be ready to go this Saturday.
You guys, as the coaching group, the players, everybody, you got off kind of a little bit behind everybody else with late hirings this year and putting your staff together. Have you seen the type of progress this year that you were looking for from the team overall and hoping for?
Yeah, and it's a lot of it's the behind-the-scenes stuff. The academic part, the culture, just the standards, expectations has come a long ways. And then we'll take another major jump this off season because we didn't have an off season last year,
mm-hmm.
really. And they'll get a chance and the football knowledge, and then the staff, you know, most of us, we've never worked together, so it'll be really good for us to get to spend some more time together. And you know, the one thing I do know in the process that was the toughest, I think, was probably hiring a staff that late. But then I got really lucky. I got some great guys on the staff. I mean, it was like I hit a home run on so many of them. And so that's really paid off, really spreads out the work. And so hopefully none of them leave me.
Right, right. All right. Coach, thank you for taking the time to visit with us and keeping all the Bobcat fans informed throughout the season. I know this is sometimes can be kind of a pain. Oh, I got to talk to that guy again this week.
We appreciate it. John. We appreciate it. We're, you know, as we call it, the Bobcat Nation is going to be spreading pretty wild here over the next couple of years. So appreciate all your time, too.
You bet. Thanks, Coach. Good luck on Saturday. And for the final time this season, that's our Peru State College Coaches Show for this week.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Well, good afternoon again. It's time now to turn our attention to high school football and playoff action. State semifinals in Class D6. That's six-man football, for those of you not familiar. Pawnee City Indians are in Arthur, the county seat of Arthur County, some 375 miles west of Pawnee City, for today's semifinal round playoff game against Arthur. Arthur beat the Pawnee City Indians in the playoffs 2 years ago, also in Arthur. They don't have any lights, so they're playing early in the afternoon. The game is scheduled to kick off at 2 o'clock. Randy Gatula will bring you the action today here on Sunny 101.3. The two teams trying to get to a championship game next week. It would be a first for both of those teams. I had a chance to visit with Scott Brumbaugh, the head coach of the Pawnee City Indians, about last week's game, a bit of an upset in the past round, and today they take on Arthur County, the Wolves. Back with a visit with the coach coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness and now mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
Pawnee County Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Talk to the Pawnee County Pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip to the pharmacy. Also offering flu and shingles shots and vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust the local established pharmacist at Pawnee County Pharmacy. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more in Pawnee City.
It's time now to visit with Pawnee City Coach Scott Brumbaugh. The Pawnee City Indians are headed out to Arthur, actually in Arthur already by now, obviously. Coach, last week your team came out, pulled off what I think everybody around the state in six-man football saw as an upset as you knocked off what I think, was perceived to be the number one team in Potter Dix. The kids played well both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I thought our kids are fantastic. You know, we were dialed in all week. Kids, you know, probably had our best practice we've had all year. They believed they could win a game, and that's half the battle, is just getting them to believe, and, you know, they showed up and proved it.
And the kids are obviously having fun winning. There was a couple of games in there got beat, but, boy, since that happened, they have been rolling along here.
You know, and like you and I talked earlier in the year, I mean, nobody ever wants to lose, of course, but, you know, and we've told the kids this, there's sometimes, you know, a lot of good things come out of your losses if you just slow down and look at what you did.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we have learned a lot from our games that we didn't win. They did teach us a lot about ourselves, and part of it was is we just needed to do a better job as coaches of resting our players through the game a little bit, or finding a rotation where they could get some rest, and because we were just wearing out so bad, and you know, it looked like evidently we must have finally found that right combination for the Potter game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, it was just a terrific ball game. You talked a little bit earlier this week about this Arthur team and how they don't have that one superstar. So it's probably easier to defend a team that just depends a lot on one guy than maybe what you're running into today.
We knew last week with Potter we were going to get a big dose of number 7, and we did. You know, I think overall he put up over 500 yards total on us, and just a fabulous athlete. You know, and they have a very good running back, Arthur does. But, you know, they have a lot of weapons that they use. They got a receiver that's super fast. Like I said, their quarterback throws a nice ball. You know, the running back that they mainly use is, like I said, he's a good, strong runner and scary in himself. And then, you know, they kind of have, you know, we have our jet, and they kind of have one too. You know, we don't run him quite as much, but he's got good speed, and he's kind of a secondary punch. He's a little bit more wiggly, and you got to make sure you keep him boxed in where the other one's just going to kind of power through you. So they're a very good football team, you know, we're going to have to make sure that we are very disciplined, or we're going to have a long night.
Mm-hmm. Your kids are you're actually planning to get one more road trip today. The road has been kind so far. You got that one. You've been to Arthur before. That's got to help. You kind of know a little bit about what's going on. The kids are getting used to this, so I think that's all helpful.
Last week was something new in going to Potter, but, you know, we were a little bit thankful for it. You know, we almost eased into the side of the bracket where we would have went back to Red Cloud, where, you know, it seems like, gosh, in the last 2 years, 3 years, we've been there four times or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think having something new was good for us. But at the same time, in this case, I think, like you said, being back to Arthur again, we were there 2 years ago, a little bit of familiarity is helping us. We got a couple kids on this team yet that remember the pounding they put on us that day. So we know that they're a good football team and very well coached. So hopefully, like you said, some of this resonates with the kids still, and we can find a way to make it work for us.
How are you doing with the fans traveling to these games, Coach? I don't know how many folks you had out there last week, but it's a commitment to travel that far as a fan, but I'm sure you've got your folks that are following you. Gas prices, staying overnight. It's not an easy thing to do all this traveling for the fans, but I'm sure they're supporting you well.
Yeah, they've been great. When we rolled in to Sydney, I guess, to stay for the Potter game, you know, we had, it seemed like half of Pawnee City at the hotel there greeting
mm-hmm.
us. And, you know, it's just a warm feeling. And, you know, it's outstanding for the kids and the support they get. You know, I know a bunch of the girls brought out they all were packed up in a van and came out to watch their classmates and, you know, so, and cheer us on. And this week, I think, for today, they're bringing out a spirit bus. So, you know, the school and the community has been fabulous in backing these boys. And you know, just can't say enough about that.
I guess we'll finish up with this. Just a couple of keys. If things are going well for Pawnee City, what are the fans going to, if they're not there to see it, what are they going to hear on the radio?
You know, it's going to be a lot like last week, I hope. I hope we just get a big dose of Andy going right down the pipe. And, you know, and then Andy and Jed are such a great 1-2 combination because, you know, Andy's so big and powerful. And then you bring in Jed, who's just a little squirt bug. So, you know, hopefully we can get that going again. And, you know, and then just mix Justin in with his passing game and get this offensive rolling. Put a little pressure on them, and hopefully this time we can get a little bit of a lead early and just keep the pressure on them and make them play catch up.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck in the game this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show. A look at the starting lineups coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that emergencies don't just happen between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. That's why our emergency care staff is available 24/7. You can take comfort in knowing that quality care is right around the corner every time at Nemaha County Hospital. To learn more about emergency care at Nemaha County Hospital, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
Thank you and good afternoon, everyone. From the Sand Hills in western Nebraska, we're dead center in the middle of Arthur County, Arthur County High School, Arthur, Nebraska. That's the site of this afternoon's six-man football playoff game, your Pawnee City Indians on the road to take on the Arthur County Wolves. Good afternoon once again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer on this brisk and cool afternoon out here in Arthur County. Temperature at game time, actually much better than we had anticipated. It's up to 31 degrees right now. We've got winds out of the north-northwest, 15 to 20 miles an hour, but the good news is we have sunshine. No chance whatsoever of any moisture or precipitation, so that's the good news. But it is going to be cool, and these temperatures and this wind could have some impact on this football game. The Pawnee Indians, as our listeners know, Pawnee City, 8-2 on the year. They've been playing well the last couple of weeks in the playoff. Arthur County is rolling strong. They are 10-0 undefeated on the season. And I had a lot of time last evening in Ogallala to kind of study these two teams and look this game over. Arthur County, an interesting group. They're not great big. They're not going to overpower you out here. But we're going to have to step aside now for a two-minute timeout for our national anthem.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
When managing diabetes, your eating plan can be a powerful tool, but figuring out what to eat can feel like a hassle. Let the team at Nemaha County Hospital help you make some healthy lifestyle choices and add flavor to your daily routine. Eating well and adding activity are important ways to help manage your diabetes. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Nemaha County Hospital, providing you with quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Arthur County High School, Arthur, Nebraska. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for this six-man semifinal game. First of all, for the homestanding Arthur County Wolves, at center will be Cole Kramer. He's a 235-pound sophomore. The ends will be Justin Wenzel. Wenzel, 172 and a junior. At the other end is Dakota Storer. Storer, a senior at 180. In the backfield, a quarterback is Tellen Storer. Storer, just a sophomore, 150 pounds. The running backs are Knight Kramer, Kramer, a 155-pound senior, and Lance Vassup, Vassup, a 135-pound senior. Now, Vassup is not going to overpower you. He only weighs 135 pounds, but, folks, he is quick. He has rushed the ball 117 times for 1,574 yards this season. He averages 13.5 yards per carry. That's Lance Vassa. You'll hear a lot about him. Starting lineup for your Pawnee City Indians. At center, Joey Martini. Martini, 230 pounds and a junior. At the ends, it'll be Anthony Kling, a 165-pound sophomore, and Hunter Johnson. Johnson, a senior at 170. At quarterback, it'll be Justin Pierce. Pierce is 130 pounds and a junior. The running backs are Jet Farwell, a sophomore at 155, and Andy Maloli, a 190-pound senior. This could shape up to be a battle of Maloli versus Vassa. Maloli, 106 carries, 1,405 yards, averages 13.5 yards a carry. And as we mentioned, Lance Vassa, a 135-pound senior, and he's averaging 13.5 points per carry, yards per carry. So it should be an interesting matchup to watch these two running backs. I want to mention a special thank you to our presenting sponsors for this afternoon's broadcast, the Pawnee County Memorial Hospital and the Pawnee County Pharmacy, your presenting sponsors for this broadcast of Pawnee City High School football. Also, while we have a minute before we get underway, we want to take a moment to wish a very happy birthday to Pawnee County or Pawnee City's Activities Director, Derek Niss. Happy birthday, Mr. Niss. Also, happy birthday to a former faculty member, Don Jacobs. So a couple of Pawnee Cityans celebrating their birthdays. Hopefully we can pick up a win here for the Indians for your birthdays. This is the Prue State College Game of the Week. Prue State College also presenting our football broadcast throughout this season. This is one side of the semifinal bracket. On the other side, this afternoon at 2 o'clock down in Lincoln, Parkview Christian is hosting Sumner Eddyville Miller. The winner of that game will face the winner of this one in the Class D6 six-man championship. That game will be played next Friday night, a week from tonight, at Cope Stadium at UNK in Kearney. Hopefully, we'll be able to be there with the Indians next Friday night. Pawnee City won the coin toss. They have elected to defer their decision to the second half, so Arthur County wants the football. This football field runs east and west. We're located on the south side. We tried to get out of the wind a little bit here in front of the press box. Unfortunately, that puts us in the shade, and it's a whole lot cooler here in the wind and the shade than it is out there in that bright sunlight. So Arthur County will be receiving. They'll be defending the goal to our left, the west goal. Pawnee City kicking from right to left, from east to west. The Indians out here today in their white pants, white jerseys with red numerals. Arthur County, blue jerseys, white numerals, and black pants as we're ready to get underway. Teeing the football up, Joey Martini will tee it up at the 30-yard line to get ready to kick it away. Back deep to return it is Lance Vassa. Vassa, the aforementioned running back, 135-pound senior. Martini set to come forward, and we've got six-man football semifinal action underway. Oh, a short kick. It bounces in front of one of the return men, picked up at the 25-yard line, and he goes down with it right away. Knight Kramer just falls on it at the 25, a very short kick. Only went about 20 yards here before it was fielded. So Arthur County will start with the football. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Tellen Storer is the quarterback. Vassa and Kramer are the running backs. The ends are Storer and Wenzel. Storer sets with a back on either side of him in a shotgun formation, takes a snap, gives a football off. Running with it is Knight Kramer out to the right side, and he'll have yardage out across the 30-yard line. That was Vassa carrying the football across the 30, out to near the 33. He'll have a gain of about 8 yards on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 7. Keep in mind, folks that aren't familiar with six-man football, it's first and 15. When you get a first down, second down and 8 yards to go now. Again, shotgun formation. Tellen Storer has the snap. He's back to pass. Throws a little flare pass out to the left. It's complete to Vassa. Vassa close to the first down yardage. Driven out of bounds out near midfield. He's across the 40-yard line into Pawnee City territory. At the 39 is where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10 for Arthur County. Wolves with the football now at the 39-yard line of Pawnee City. They come quickly up over the football. Cole Kramer, their big 235 bound center, leads him up there. Shotgun formation for Storer. To his right is Kramer. To the left is Vassa. Pitch the ball back to Vassa. He'll run to the right. Vassa at the 35, the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He'll go for a touchdown. And that will be a 39-yard touchdown run, a 39-yard run on a three-play 55-yard drive. Score coming with 9 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Vassa on the carry. Now we'll have the try for the kick. They're going to kick the extra point. A bad snap goes over the head of the holder. They'll chase after him. The conversion will fail. And our score goes 6-0. Arthur County on top. 9:17 to play in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. The scoring drive took just 3 plays to go 55 yards. A 39-yard run by Lance Vassa for the touchdown. Conversion attempt failed. Arthur County goes up 6-0 with 9:17 to play here in the first period. Arthur County ready to kick it away. Ball teed up at the 30-yard line. Back deep to return it, Andy Maloli. Going to be picked up by the short man. Getting the ball is Farwell. Farwell breaks a tackle out to the 35. Midfield, the 40, the 35, the 30. Down the left sideline. He's going to take it all the way for the touchdown. He'll take it to the house. We've got flags on the play. Flags on the play back near the 35-yard line. We'll have to see what this is going to be. Jet Farwell returned that kickoff for the touchdown, but there are flags down back in Pawnee City territory around the 35-yard line. waiting for the referee's determination as to what the call will be here. Great job getting down the left sideline here for Jet Farwell after he picked up that short kickoff. Now a discussion taking place here among the officials right in front of the press box. Referee signals face mask is going to be called on Arthur County, and that will of course be declined. So the touchdown will stand, and Pawnee City answers quickly here at the 9:06 mark of the first quarter. He picked that up at the 30-yard line, so that will be a 50-yard return by Jet Farwell. How about that? Now we'll have the try for the conversion here. In to kick it for Pawnee City is Hunter Johnson. That face mask call was on the defense, so the touchdown stands. How about that? Big answer in a hurry from Pawnee City. All right, now we'll have the try for the kick. Waiting for the snap. When you kick it here, you get two, folks, in six man. The ball is down. The kick is on the way. It's got the length, and it's good. Pawnee City goes on top 8-6 with 9:06 to play in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Morning Drive Recap, once again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Jet Farwell, a 50-yard kickoff return. Hunter Johnson kicked the extra for 2 points. Pawnee City goes on top 8-6 with 9:06 to play here in the first period. Indians ready to kick it away now once again. Another short kick, fielded at the 20 to the right side of the 25, and stopped short of the 30 and driven out of bounds is the return man.
And the kick is received by number
23. On the return for Arthur County was Justin Wenzel over there to drive him out of bounds. Hunter Johnson in on the tackle. I think also in on the stop with Joey Martini. So the ball will be started, spotted down at the 27-yard line. First and 10, Arthur County. If you're just checking in, Pawnee City on top early, 8-6 here. We're at the 9:02 mark, still in the first quarter. Haven't even played 3 minutes. Tellen Storer is the quarterback. He'll set in the shotgun formation. Behind him is Lance Vassa. To the right is Knight Kramer. Pitch it back to Vassa. Vassa wants to run left, now turns it up the middle. He's got running room. Vassa into the open. He's going to break it all the way for the touchdown. There he goes. No stopping Vassa. And that will be a 33-yard run for Vassa. Lance Vassa from 33 yards. And, folks, we have a track meet. 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play, still in the first quarter, and we already had 3 touchdowns. This one from 33 yards out, a one-play, 33-yard drive. Now the try for the two-point conversion. The ball is down. The kick's on the way. It's got the length, and the kick is good. And the score now goes 14-8. Arthur County on top, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salskaper, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3.
Another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. A one play, 53-yard drive. Vassa took it all the way, 53 yards. for the touchdown. Storer kicked the conversion. Arthur County goes on top now, 14-8. Here's the ensuing kickoff. A low one picked up by Farwell once again at the 30. He's out to the 35. Farwell is hit and taken out of bounds at the 39-yard line of Pawnee City. So we've already got three touchdowns on the board, and Pawnee City has yet to run an offensive play here. All they had was a touchdown on the 50-yard kickoff return by Jet Farwell. 14-8 our score. Arthur County on top. 8:44 to play here in the first quarter. Indians come over the football for the first time this afternoon. Justin Pierce is the quarterback. Andy Maloli sets behind him. In a slot to the right is Jet Farwell. Pitches the ball back to Maloli. He reverses, comes upfield, hit at the line of scrimmage, forces his way forward across the 40-yard line for a gain of a couple. He'll get a gain of about two on the carry. Andy Maloli, which will bring up second down, and we're going to still call it 14 yards to go. They only gave him a yard to go. Keep in mind, folks, it's first and 15 in six-man football. So it'll be second down and 14 yards to go. The football just across the 40-yard line into Arthur County territory. Indians with the football. Pierce the quarterback. Maloli behind him. Maloli 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Set that deep back there. Pitch the ball to Maloli. He'll run to the left side. Looking for a hole. Turns it upfield. At the 40. At the 35. Inside the 35. Down to the 34-yard line. He'll have a gain of 5 on the carry. And it'll bring up third down and 10 yards to go. Third and a long 9. Almost 10 now with the football spotted just inside the 35 at the 34-yard line on the left hash mark. 7:44 to play here in the first period. 14-8 your score. Arthur County up by 6. Indians with their first possession of the football, excluding that kickoff return by Jet Farwell earlier. Same formation, Pierce in the shotgun, Maloli 10 yards off the line of scrimmage, 5 yards behind Justin Pierce. In a slot to the right is Jet Farwell. Unbalanced line, everybody to the right. Back to pass, they're going to throw the ball deep. Looking downfield, pass incomplete, intended for Jet Farwell. He had double coverage on him. Down around the 15-yard line, it falls incomplete. It'll bring up 4th down and 9 yards to go with the line of scrimmage just inside the 34-yard line of Arthur County. Incomplete pass stops the clock with 7:16 to play. Here in the first period, we're in Arthur County High School, Arthur, Nebraska. Punting situation for the Indians. And to punt it away, I think, is going to be Maloli. Oh, no, they're going to go after it. They're not punting the football. He's just back there deep. Fourth down, they pitch to Maloli. He'll run to the right, reverses, comes back left. Got some running room to the left corner. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's going to go to the house for a touchdown. How about that, folks? 34 yards on the touchdown carry by Andy Maloli. What a ball game we've got going here. A 34-yard run by Maloli. And that ties our score back up at 14-all. This score coming with 7:07 to play in the first quarter. Folks, we've got 4 touchdowns on the board, and we haven't played 5 minutes. All right, waiting for the conversion here. Waiting for the snap for the 2-point kick. Long count at the line. Still waiting. Now the ball is down. The kick's up. Oh, it's off to the right. No good. The kick fails. And we remain tied at 14-all with 7:07 to play in the first period. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glenn's True Value on the square in Pawnee City. If you have a repair need at home, a trip to Glenn's True Value can solve that problem. Plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, and if you don't have the right tool to fix something, it's not a problem. Glenn's True Value in Pawnee City has many tools for many different projects. Glenn's True Value, a proud supporter of the Pawnee City Indians.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Oh, you heard Glenn's True Value is one of our supporting sponsors here today. Our friend R.J. Hickey and his friends at True Value Hardware in Pawnee City listening into the broadcast. I bet they're a lot warmer than I am right now. Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, a 4-play, 41-yard drive. Andy Maloli scored from 34 yards out. Conversion failed. We're tied at 14-all, and here's the ensuing kickoff. Ball is going to be picked up at the 15, out to the 20, 25. Stop short of the 30-yard line.
And number 41, Lance Bassett.
And Bassa on the return, making the tackle there for Pawnee City was Hunter Johnson. So they're going to spark the football right where they started their last drive at the 34, or check that, this is the 29-yard line. It'll be first and 10 at the 29. Quarterback calls a snap, pitches the ball back to the trailing back, Knight Kramer this time, and Kramer will get short yardage. He's got the ball across the 30-yard line. Kramer has it out near the 31, I believe is where they'll mark it. We'll give him a gain of about 3 on the play. We'll call it second down and 12 yards to go from just outside the 31-yard line. Tellen Storer is your quarterback. Set to the right side is Knight Kramer. Bassa in the backfield. Pitch the ball to Bassa on the sweep coming to the near side to the right. Bassa tries to turn the corner. He'll be taken out of bounds short of the midfield stripe. There to get the tackle for Pawnee City is Joey Martini. Martini led the stop for the Indians here on the near sideline. Now we've got a player shaken up for Pawnee City, injured right here in front of the Arthur County bench. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout for the injured player. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Visit Pawnee City Thriftway on the square in Pawnee City. Store hours are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they're open Sundays, too, from 9 to 5. Save money, save time, and buy local, which supports your community. Pawnee City Thriftway wishes the Pawnee City Indians success in all they do.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We still have time on the field here at Arthur County. 6:21 to play in the first quarter. The score is all tied at 14 apiece. Timeout on the field for the injured Pawnee City player. He's being checked on by the trainers. The injury happened on the tackle coming out of bounds right in front of the Arthur County bench. We're not able to identify the player at this point. He's still being checked on here by the trainers and by the Pawnee City coaching staff. We see him moving around down here, but they're going to help him to his feet now. The player shaken up for Pawnee City was Hunter Johnson. Johnson, 170-pound senior. Good news is Johnson is back up on his feet, and he's going to lead the field under his own steam and go to the far sideline. Not moving real fast, and I'm not sure what the injury was, but he is leaving the field under his own power, so that's good news. The ball is spotted now at the 38-yard line of Arthur County. Third down and 6 yards to go. Third and 6 from their own 38-yard line. Tellen Storer is the quarterback, 150-pound sophomore. Splits the backs on either side of him this time. Kramer to his right, Bassa to the left. In the shotgun formation on third down, he takes a snap. Fakes a handoff, throws a pass out intended for Knight. Kramer falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and 6 yards to go. A fourth down and 6, and this is the first time that Arthur County hasn't just taken the ball and scored with it immediately. Our score all tied at 14 all with 6:08 to play here in the first quarter. The incomplete pass stopped the clock. Play being signaled in by Coach Wade Kramer. Same formation, shotgun formation, split backs behind Tellen. Storer wants to throw the ball, throws it out to the left, pass is complete and stopped short of the first down. Is going to be Lance Bassa. The Indians should take over on downs from where I'm looking at it. Now, wait a minute. They stretched the chain out. I thought he was a good yard short. Yes, he is. Pawnee City has held on downs. So there's your first big stop. And that's not something that Arthur County is used to. They have pretty much ran up and down the field all year on their opponents here. In fact, I was looking at their punting stats, almost non-existent here. First down and 10, Pawnee City, after holding on downs. The Indians will take over, starting at their own 37-yard line. That's where they'll have it. All tied at 14 apiece. Quarterback is Justin Pierce. Jet Farwell sets behind him. Hunter Johnson back in the ballgame. That's good news for Pawnee City fans. He's all right. There's a snap. The pitch comes back to Farwell. Farwell runs to the left. There's a flag thrown. Farwell is hit after a gain of about 3 or 4. Got out to the 40-yard line, but we've got a flag thrown in the Pawnee City backfield. Holding is going to be the call on the Indians. Pawnee City going to be called for holding. A brisk November afternoon in the Nebraska Sandhills, 31 degrees our temperature, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, bright sunshine. The field is somewhat protected here. by a tree line. And believe me, trees are a rarity out in this part of the state. They do have a line of cedar trees here that is helping to block that wind a little bit for us. Penalty yardage is going to take the football all the way back down to the 21-yard line. Fourth down and 30 now. Or first down and 30, rather. I'm sorry. First and 30 for the Indians. Justin Pierce, first and 30 from his own 21. Puts a man in motion. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff. Throws a pass out to Farwell. He's going to be hit and dropped for a loss on the play. Back down to the 15-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 35 yards to go now. So the Indians offense sputtering here. Second down and 35 yards to go. Indians with the football. It's just inside their own 15-yard line. They go from our right to left, from east to west here at Arthur County. Kick this thing off at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. There are no lights on this field. That's why we started early in the day. Folks, believe it or not, here on the extreme eastern end of the Mountain Time Zone, the sun sets tonight at 4:32 here in Arthur. That's right, you heard that. Sunset at 4:32. Justin Pierce and the shotgun is back to pass. Here comes the rush. Throws the ball forward to Maloli. Maloli's got some running room. He's to the 20, the 25, the 30, 35, midfield the 40, 45, the 30, the 20, the 10. He's going to go to the house for the touchdown. That came from the 15-yard line. That will be a 65-yard touchdown pass. 65 yards on the pass to Maloli from Pierce. What a job here as they're moving up and down the field like we're having a track meet. That score coming with 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Still in the first quarter. 5 touchdowns and we still aren't through the first quarter. All right, Johnson into kick, waiting for the snap and the hold for the 2-point conversion. The ball is on the way. It's long enough. And the kick is good. He got it. Pawnee City goes on top now, 22-14. The Indians on top, back in 30 seconds on Sunny, 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. This one a 4-play, 55-yard drive. It was a 65-yard touchdown pass. Justin Pierce to Andy Maloli. Hunter Johnson added the conversion for 2 points on the kick. And with 4:39 to play in the first period, Pawnee City on top, 22-14. The Indians retake the lead. And my goodness, these two teams showing the kind of offense they've had all year, just running up and down the field here. All right, Indians will tee the football up at the 30-yard line. Seems to be some question about the football here. I'm not sure what they're talking about. Okay, now they'll tee it up. Doing the kicking will be Joey Martini. Back deep to return it is going to be Lance Vassa. Vassa, just a 135-pound running back. Here's the kick, a long, high end-over-ender. Vassa fields the football at the 3. He's out to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. Broke a tackle there, hit and dropped across the 20 near the 24-yard line.
Number 41, Lance.
Good tackle out there. Let's see. We'll try and pick up the... It's like Kling was in on that stop, and also in on the stop was Andy Maloli. Spot the football at the 24-yard line, first and 10 for Arthur County, 4:33 to play first period. 22-14, your Pawnee City Indians lead the football game. Been a back-and-forth contest here, lots of scoring early in this game. Now the Wolves come over the football. Wide receiver Justin Wenzel goes wide to the left. Wide formation, set in a slot to the left is Lance Vassa. Two wide outs to the left. They throw it out complete to Vassa. He's got blockers in front of him. Vassa down the sideline. There he goes. The 40, the 30, the 20. And he's going to take it. Oh, he's going to be tackled and he stumbles and falls a yard short of the goal line. Looked like Vassa was going to take it all the way in. Somebody tripped him up a little bit at the 10. He lost his balance. and went down. They're going to say at the 3-yard line is where they'll put it. At the 3, it'll be first and goal. 22-14, Bonnie City on top, 4:19, first quarter clock running. It's first and goal at the 3-yard line for the Arthur County Wolves. Tellen Storr is the quarterback. Two backs on the backfield. Vassa behind him. Kramer sets to his right. Takes a snap. Gives to Vassa. Vassa runs out to the left. Wants to turn the corner. Didn't get there. They met him at the line of scrimmage. Good defensive pursuit there by Martini. Also in on the stop for Pawnee City was Justin Pierce that time. They got him for no gain on the play. In fact, he lost a yard back out to the 4-yard line. Second down and goal at the 4. Indians with a good defensive stand on that play. They got him for a loss of a yard. Second and goal at the 4-yard line as Storr again sets in the gun. Split backs behind him on either side. Storr takes a snap. He's back to pass, looking into the end zone. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass is tipped away. Great defensive effort down there for Pawnee City by Hunter Johnson. Boy, Hunter Johnson, after being shaken up here a few minutes ago, is really making his presence felt on a couple of defensive tackles, and they're on the pass breakup, and now it's third down and goal from the 4-yard line. They had it first and goal at the 3. Third and goal at the 4. Storr has the snap. Pitches back. Running to his right is Vassa. Vassa near the pylon. Spins. And he got in for the touchdown. So it'll be a 4-yard touchdown run by Vassa. And that will cap a 4-play, 3-yard drive. Vassa on the carry. Score coming with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here, still in the first quarter, and we've had 6 touchdowns scored in this first quarter. Waiting for the 2-point kick on the conversion. Holding a Storr. The ball is down. It's plenty long, and the kick is good. And we're tied at 22 all with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Chart Auction Service is wishing the Pawnee City Indian football team great success throughout the postseason. Chart Auction is now booking auctions for the 2023 calendar. Make sure to get a hold of Chart Auction for all your upcoming auction needs. Your local auction company with national outreach. Chart Auction Service, the sounds that sells. Visit them online at chartauction.com. Proud to support Pawnee City student athletes. Located in Steiner, Chart Auction Service.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, John Nixon, if you're listening in, next time you send me out alone, I'm going to need a secretary. We've got 6 touchdowns scored still in the first quarter with 3:20 to play here. This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. A 4-play, 3-yard drive. Lance Vassa carried in from 4 yards out on third down. Hannah made the kick. It's 22-22, all tied up at the 3:20 mark in the first quarter. Arthur County ready to kick the football away. Back deep, Maloli waits as the deep man. Farwell has received the first couple of them up here on a short kick. Let's see what they do. Again, a short kick. And again, Farwell picks it up at the 25. Comes out to his left. He'll be hit and dropped at the 34-yard line. Gain of about 9 there by Jet Farwell. Getting the tackle on him for Arthur County was Pilotkowski. So the football will be 1st and 10, Pawnee City at the 34-yard line in what can only be described as a track meet thus far here at Arthur County. 3:15 to play in the first period. We're tied at 22. We've had 6 touchdowns scored, 3 by each team already in this ballgame. Indians over the football. Justin Pierce on 1st and 10. Has the snap. Pitches the ball back to Maloli. Running to the right. Maloli reverses. Comes back left. He'll be hit and dropped for a loss on the play. Back near the 26-yard line. Nice defensive play. Getting the stop on him there for Arthur County was Keegan Allen, just a freshman, 185-pound freshman Keegan Allen on the stop. So a loss of 3 brings up 2nd down and 18 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now is at the 31-yard line. This drive began at the 34, but they lost yardage on that first snap of 3 yards. Indians waiting for the call from the sideline across the way. Coach Scott Brumbaugh signaling in the call. clock is running with 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. We're all tied at 22 apiece, and now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field. All tied up at 22. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Burroughs Track Real Estate, your one stop for land and home sales in Pawnee County. Clay at Burroughs Track is hoping for an Indian win this postseason. They're your local realtors. Make sure to give Clay and the Pawnee City office a call for all your real estate needs, whether buying or selling. Burroughs Track, your leader in real estate in Pawnee County. Visit them online at burroughstract.com. Burroughs Track Real Estate, proud to support student athletes in Pawnee City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Tula back with you at Arthur County High School. We've got a track meet going here all tied at 22 apiece. While we have a moment, once again, we'd like to acknowledge our friends at Pawnee County Memorial Hospital and Pawnee County Pharmacy, special presenting sponsors of this broadcast of Pawnee City Indians football. Indians over the football now. Second down, 18 yards to go. Pierce is the quarterback in the shotgun. Maloli, 5 yards behind him, 10 yards deep in the backfield. Pierce pitches back to Maloli, and he's hit in the backfield and going to be dropped for another loss. They got him back inside the 30 near the 27-yard line. Another loss of about 3, so this defense is swarming. They're getting into the backfield and getting to Maloli before he can get started. Now it's going to bring up third down and 21 yards to go. So back-to-back 3-yard losses on those last two offensive plays, putting the Indians in third and very long situation now. Third and 21, possibly 22 to go. Farwell sets in a slot to the right side. Maloli moves up behind Justin Pierce on the snap. Pierce wants to throw. Pressure coming. Throws the ball out complete to Farwell on the left sideline. Farwell's got room. The 40, the 30, the 20. It's a foot race. The 10, the 5. He's in touchdown. How about them apples, folks? There is a flag on the play, and it's going to be roughing the passer. That will, of course, be declined, and it's going to stand as a 52-yard pass play, 52 yards for the touchdown, the score coming with a minute 46 to play. That roughing the passer, of course, on the defense, and that will be declined, obviously. Farwell found some running room down this left sideline. I'm telling you, you wonder when the defenses are going to show up this afternoon. So far, it's been an offensive showcase here. As Pierce completed that pass, covering 52 yards to Jet Farwell for the TD. Now we wait for the two-point conversion. Johnson into kick. Waiting for the ball. It's down. The kick is up. The kick is no good. It hit the crossbar and came back and didn't go down. Pawnee City goes up 28-22 with a minute 46 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Freshly brewed high-altitude craft-roasted specialty coffee. Get it at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Tea in Pawnee for a great cup. And all the teas are sugar-free, packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Teas, they also have smoothies and vitamin water. Sending good luck vibes to the Pawnee City Indians and inviting you to stop by for some freshly brewed, high-altitude, craft-roasted specialty coffee or a loaded tea at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Tea in Pawnee City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. A minute 46 to play, still in the first quarter, and we've had 7 touchdowns scored. This one, a 52-yard touchdown pass, Justin Pierce to Jet Farwell. Capped a 3-play, 52-yard drive. Conversion hit the crossbar and did not go through on the kick. And Pawnee City has a 6-point advantage, 28-22. And like I said, it'll be interesting to see when the defense gets off the bus. They haven't showed up so far for either team. The offense is pretty much having their way, running up and down the field here. All right, back deep to return this will be Vassa. Martini to kick it from the 35-yard line. It's going to go into the end zone, out of the end zone. He was at the 35 because of that roughing the passer play on the touchdown. That 15 yards was assessed on the kickoff, so Pawnee City kicked from the 35 and kicked it into the end zone. No chance to bring it out, and they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. That is where Arthur County will start with it. The Wolves will have it first and 10 at their own 15. Wynn trying to blow the papers away here. Having a little bit of trouble with the ink pens. The ink is wanting to freeze up in my pens. Storer has a snap. Gives off to the left side. Running with the football is Bassa. Bassa has a gain out to about the 21-yard line. He'll get a gain of 6 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go. Again, keep in mind it's first and 15 in six-man football. We didn't get a chance to talk about the scoring either. Touchdowns are 6. Field goals are 4. If you kick the conversion, it's 2 points. If you run it in, it's 1. That's just the reverse of what you see in 8-man and 11-man. Storer on second down and 9 yards to go has the snap. He's back to pass. He wants to throw. Going to throw deep for Wenzel. Downfield overthrows the intended receiver, looking for Justin Wenzel. Back on the coverage for Pawnee City was Justin Pierce along with Anthony Kling. Pierce and Kling had him pretty well double teamed and wrapped up down here, but the pass well overthrown, so it didn't matter how tight the coverage was. Pass incompletion brings up third down and 9. Again, the foot line of scrimmage at the 21-yard line. Coach Wade Kramer signals the play in from the sideline. Coach Kramer played on the 1994 state championship team here at Arthur County. Now he's back trying to coach the Wolves to another one. With the snap, Storer pitches back to the trailing back. Coming to the left side is Vassa. Vassa's going to be driven out of bounds short of the first down. Taken out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. He'll be 5 yards short of the first down. It'll be fourth down and 5. Coach Wade Kramer doesn't punt the ball much here. It's fourth down and 5 at their own 30-yard line. They're going for it. Storer, split backs behind him, calling his cadence of Storer. He has the snap. He wants to throw. Looking downfield, he's got a receiver down there, well overthrown, looking for Dakota Storer. And once again, the Pawnee City Indians have held on defense. Not only that, but they're going to take possession of this football at the 26-yard line of Arthur County. So what an opportunity here for the Indians. It's just been a back-and-forth thing. Clock shows 59 seconds left to play here in the first quarter. 7 touchdowns on the board already. 3 for Arthur County, 4 for Pawnee City. All right, the ball is spotted at the 25-yard line, first and 10 Indians. Quarterback Justin Pierce takes the snap, pitches back to Maloli. Running, no, that's Farwell. He broke a tackle. Farwell, the 20, the 15, inside the 15, down near the 13-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 12 yards on the carry. Should bring second down and 2. Clock down to 43 seconds to play here, still in the first quarter. The line of scrimmage is at the 13-yard line. Second down and 4 yards to go for the Indians. Maloli sets back deep behind Justin Pierce in the shotgun. There's the snap. They pitch to Maloli. He runs to the right. Got a block. Tries to turn it forward. Fighting near the first down. He should have first down yardage at about the 10-yard line. Let's see where they mark it down. And they may have to take a timeout here and measure this thing. We don't see many measurements. Nope, they say he got it. First and 10. It'll be first and goal, actually, not first and 10. First and goal from the 10. 15 seconds to play in the quarter. They may just let time expire here and move to second quarter. I don't think they're going to try and run another play. So after one quarter of play, the Pawnee City Indians lead at 28-22. They're down threatening with a first and goal at the 10. When we return after this 1 minute timeout, you're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Our family serving your family for 5 generations. The Bank of Steiner, proud of their long history of serving the community of Steiner and the surrounding area. For over 100 years, they've been your locally owned and family-run bank. The Bank of Steiner is also the home of the B.J. Steiner Agency. Check with them for your farm and home insurance. The Bank of Steiner, since 1888. Our family serving your family for 5 generations. Member FDIC.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. We're in Mortuary in southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. We're in Mortuary, their family serving your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got a dandy going here at Arthur County. Pawnee City up 28-22. We move into second quarter action. The Indians have the football, first and goal at the 10-yard line. Quarterback Justin Pierce has the snap, pitches it back to the left, running with the football. Johnson near the goal line. He's fighting at the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. Anthony Kling, that was, carrying the football. Anthony Kling carried in from the tailback position that time. It'll be a 10-yard touchdown run. Pawnee City going up 36-22 now. We'll have the try for the conversion. I guess that's Kling in there kicking, not Johnson. I apologize for that. It's 16, not 18, as we wait for the snap from center. Holding the football is Justin Pierce. Kling waiting to kick it. 4-2. The ball is on the way. He's got the distance, and the kick is good, and Pawnee City goes up now 36-22. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Talk to the Pawnee County Pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip to the pharmacy. Also offering flu and shingles shots and vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust the local established pharmacist at Pawnee County Pharmacy. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more in Pawnee City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
9:54 to play in the second quarter. Pawnee City has taken a 36-22 lead here. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services, a five-play, 30-yard drive. Anthony Kling carried it in for the touchdown. Kling also kicked the two-point conversion, puts the Indians up by 14. Pawnee City's Martini ready to kick the football away. Martini forward. Ball bounces in front of the return man. That's Bassa. Bassa picks it up, starts to his left. He's got some room, and now he's going to be hit and dropped at the 30-yard line. A good, solid defensive play there by Pawnee City's Jet Farwell. Farwell wrapped him up. That was a textbook tackle by Farwell. Just underway here in this second quarter, 9:49 to play second quarter, and folks, we've had eight touchdowns scored already. Pawnee City leads it 36-22. Arthur County with the football. There's the pitch back to Vassa, running to his right. There he goes down the right sideline, taken out of bounds near midfield after a gain of about 8 yards on the carry. Looks like leading the stop over there was Maloli, I think, the first guy to get to him. Gain of 9 on the carry. It'll bring up second down, 6 yards to go with the football spotted at the 40-yard line on the right side hash mark. Tellen Storer is the quarterback. Has the snap, comes to the left on a sweep. They pitch it back to the trailing back, trying to run to the left side. On the carry that time is Dane Pilakowski, and Pilakowski tackled over here on the near side by Justin Pierce and Andy Maloli. No gain on the play. They got him at the 40-yard line, and now it's going to bring up third down and 6. We've got an official timeout here for an equipment issue. They just needed to reseat a shoulder pad. Third down and 6 at the midfield stripe, the 40-yard line. Storer calling his count, has the snap. Pitches it back again to Vassa. Vassa runs to the right, and he's going to get the first down, I believe. He's very close. They took him out of bounds inside the 35-yard line. He only needed the 34. Let's see where they're going to mark it down. Well, he may have not got it. It looked like he was there when they initially spotted the football. Now they're going to take a look at it here. They may have to measure it. The officials having a lengthy discussion about whether or not this is a first down. The ball is inside the 35 near the 34-yard line. If you're just checking in, Pawnee City leading it out here, 36-22. They're leading the undefeated 10-0 Arthur County Wolves, 9:09 to play here in the second period at Arthur, Nebraska, and he is short of the first down. I'm going to bring the chain in and set it, and it's going to be fourth down, less than a length of a football for the first down. Now, I don't know that anybody's even got such a thing as a quarterback sneak in six-man football. I've never seen it. They're going to line up in the typical spread set with a running back 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage on fourth and inches. Let's see what they do. Fourth down, less than the length of a football. Pawnee City has held twice before on fourth down this afternoon. Storer, 5 yards deep, with his running back 10 yards deep, takes a snap, gives it up the middle. He's hit and going to be dropped short. They got him for a loss on the play. Pawnee City is held for the third time this afternoon on fourth down. Not only did they stop him short, he lost a yard back out to the 35-yard line. Great defensive effort by your Pawnee City Indians, as for the third time this afternoon, they have stopped Arthur County on a fourth down. This time it was fourth and inches. Tackle on the play, back out at the 35-yard line. First and 10 Indians, starting from their own 35 this time. That's where they'll start, leading 36-22. Justin Pierce has the snap, pitches back to Farwell. Farwell runs to the left. He's got some room across midfield, battles into Wolves territory. Down near the 37-yard line goes Jet Farwell, 155-pound sophomore. Farwell with a nice gain of about 9 yards on the carry. Give him 8. They'll spot the football at the 37-yard line, call it second down, and 7 yards to go now for the Indians. Clock running 8:38 to play in the first half. Pawnee City on top, 36-22. Justin Pierce in the gun. Farwell in the slot to the right. Pierce is back to pass. Here comes pressure. Scrambles. Throws it out to Farwell on the right side. He's got a block. Farwell trying to battle with that first down. Won't get there. He's going to be thrown out of bounds, and a flag is thrown as he's tackled. We may be looking at a horse collar here. The coaching staff not happy with it. They're right in the ear of the official here on the near sideline, and the official threw the flag. Let's see what they call. He was stopped short of the first down by a couple of yards at about the 32-yard line. He needed to get to the 30. We're going to have a block in the back is going to be called on Pawnee City. Not sure why the Arthur County coaches were so upset. The call went against the Indians. Penalty yardage will put the football back into Pawnee City territory at the 38-yard line. The down over will be second down and 12 yards to go. They need to get it down to the 30 for first down yardage. Second and 12 from their own 38 are the Indians. Justin Pierce alone in the back hole. Behind him is Seth Maloli once again. Pierce has the snap. Now whistles sound and flags fly. Timeout taken Pawnee City before the ball was snapped. So with 8:20 to play in the first quarter, Pawnee City on top 36-22. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
Absolutely crazy offensive performance by both of these teams thus far in the ballgame. We've got 8:20 to play still in the first half, and we've already seen 8 touchdowns scored. 36-22, Pawnee City with the lead. The Indians, after the timeout, are facing second down and 12 yards to go from their own 38-yard line. Maloli sets deep behind the quarterback, Justin Pierce. Pierce throws out to Farwell to the left side. Farwell tries to run back to the middle for short yardage. He got to the 40-yard line, a gain of 2 on the carry for Jet Farwell, and it'll bring up third down and 10 yards to go now with the football on the right side hash mark at the 40-yard line. Third down, 10 yards to go from the 40-yard line. The ball on the right hash mark. Pawnee City going from our left to right, from west to east. That sun already going low in the sky. It sets at 4:32 Mountain Time here in Arthur. Unbelievable. Third down and 10. Justin Pierce has a snap. Wants to throw. Pressure's there. Downfield looking for a receiver. No flag. A lot of contact coming downfield was Hunter Johnson. And Johnson was mixing it up big time here with the defender from Arthur County, and that was Justin Wenzel. But no flag is thrown, so it's going to bring up fourth down and 10 now for Pawnee City, again at the 40-yard line. Let's see what the Indians do. Nobody wants to punt the football in six-man ball. Kling flanks out to the left, unbalanced line to the left this time for Justin Pierce. Wants to throw. Pierce throws the ball over the middle. Pass incomplete. He was looking over the middle for Andy Maloli. Maloli wasn't ready for it, and now the Wolves of Arthur County have held on fourth down, and they'll take possession of the football, beginning this drive first and 10 at the 40-yard line. They'll start at midfield. 36-22 your score. Pawnee City on top. Here's the snap. They give the ball off to Vassa, running to the right, turns the corner, 35, taken out of bounds down near the 30. I'll tell you, this six-man game, folks, is wide open football. If you turn the corner, there just isn't a whole lot of defenders back there to do anything about it. Gain on the carry there for Vassa of 9 yards, down to the 31-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 6 yards to go for the Arthur County Wolves. The Wolves came in here 10-0 on the season. Nobody's really even played them close out in this part of the state. Trailing right now, 36-22 to your Pawnee City Indians. Second down and 6 at the 31. Tellen Storr is the quarterback. The backs are split behind him. Storr pitches the ball back. Running to the left side is Knight Kramer. Kramer's going to be hit at about the line of scrimmage and then dropped after a gain of about a yard down to around the 30-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go for the Wolves of Arthur County. 7:14 to play, still in the first half. Been a long first half of football here with all the scoring that we've had. Spot the ball at the 30-yard line on the left hash mark. Wolves going right to left, east to west here on third down and 5. Storr pitches the ball back to Vassa. Vassa to the right side at the down marker, spun, hit, and I believe they stopped him short of the first down. He needed to get the ball to the 25-yard line. It looks like they got him at about the 26. And we may have yet another fourth down situation. On three previous fourth down attempts, Pawnee City has held. Here it is, fourth down and 1 at the 26-yard line. Let's see if that Indian defense can rise to the occasion a fourth time. They've stopped them 3 times this afternoon on fourth down. Storr calls his count on fourth and 1, pitches the ball back, running to the left. Here comes the pressure, and dropped again, and a flag is thrown. They got him for a loss. The ball carrier was Knight Kramer. Over there to get the tackle on him was Kling. Let's see what the flag is going to be. They appear to have stopped him on fourth down. I suspect it's holding. Yes, it is. Holding against Arthur County, and that will be declined. Pawnee City, for a fourth time this afternoon, their defense has held on fourth down. That time, once on fourth and inches, this time on fourth and 1. What I find amusing is that on fourth and inches, fourth and 1, they still line up with the quarterback 5 yards off the line of scrimmage and the running back 10 yards back. Indians defense held. They lead at 36-22 with 6:19 to play in the first quarter. Pawnee City comes over the football with an unbalanced line to the left. First and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Quarterback Pierce pitches back to Maloli. Maloli's in trouble this time. He's going to be hit and dropped for a loss. Back at about the 27-yard line, they got him for a loss of around 3 on the carry. That's where they'll drop him. High school football coming your way on the Peru State College Game of the Week this afternoon on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Logan Carpenter, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studio. Just me and Logan this afternoon. We're solo flying out here in Arthur County. Second down, 18 yards to go for the Indians. The line of scrimmage at their own 26-yard line. Justin Pierce has Maloli set behind him, calling his count. High snap, has to wait for the hang time. Over the middle, passes complete to Johnson. Hunter Johnson makes a reception, gets the ball out to the 35-yard line. Gain of about 8, and he'll get it out to the Hunter Johnson on the reception to the 35-yard line, where it will bring up third down and 10 yards to go, a short 10, long 9 from the 35-yard line. Ball is on the left side hash mark. Again, the Indians moving from our left to right, from west to east here at Arthur County. Pawnee City leads it 36-22 with 5:05 to play in the first half. Justin Pierce with Maloli set behind him. Wide receiver to the right. Back to pass, Pierce. Pressure's there. Downfield, looking for the receiver. Overthrows his intended receiver, Hunter Johnson. Also over here on the right side, Jet Farwell was downfield, but that one well overthrown. And it'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and about 9 yards to go with the line of scrimmage just outside the 35-yard line of Pawnee City. These teams aren't bashful about going for it on fourth down. Nobody likes to punt the ball in six-man football. They feel with six-man, there's always a chance. Now it looks like we are going to line up in a punting situation. Maloli end to punt will stand at his own 25-yard line. Our first punt of the afternoon. On fourth and nine, we wait for the snap. Maloli gets the snap, and he gets the punt out of there. Back deep, they're back to return it. The ball bounces. Oh, it's going to get close to the goal line. Do they get it stopped? I believe they did at the one-yard line. What a job getting down there. I think that was Pierce that got down there and got a hold of the football inside the one. What a job by Justin Pierce to go down there and down the punt. Well, you don't see very many punts in this game, but when you do see one, it's interesting. The ball will be spotted inside the one where Justin Pierce downed it. That's where they will start with 4:44 to play in the first half, 36-22, Pawnee City on top. Arthur County with the football. Their quarterback is Telen Storer. He's a sophomore. He has the snap. Gives the ball up the middle. They just try to run for a short gain. Not much there. Carrying the football, Knight Kramer. And Kramer got about two. Oh, no, he got... Not a whole lot. Maybe a half a yard. It's not even out past the one. So it's going to be second down and still 14 yards to go. Telen Storer has a snap. He wants to pass. He's back deep. Throws out here to the side. Pass incomplete. Flags are thrown. Pass was intended for Knight Kramer. And then we had flags thrown. I didn't see the contact, but they were in front of the players in the bench. We're on a bank here near the 40-yard line, and when the players stand up in front of us, it's kind of difficult to see the action on the near sideline. I wasn't able to see what transpired down here where the receiver was. They're having a conversation with the Wolves captains here. It's going to be penalty yardage against Pawnee City. Pass interference, and that'll mark the ball out to the 15-yard line. And they're going to show second down. How about that? It's not a first down. Interesting. Second down, less than a yard. Storer calls his count on second, less than a yard at the 15. He's back to pass. Pressure is coming. He scrambles, throws the ball over the middle, and the pass is going to be incomplete. Intended for Knight Kramer. Also in the area was the center, Cole Kramer. And the ball fell right between the two defenders and it goes harmlessly to the ground. And now it's third down and a yard to go with the football still at the 15-yard line. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 4:08 to play in the first half, 36-22. Pawnee City up by 14 here in the semifinals of the six-man playoffs, Nebraska State Championships. Telen Storer on third.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today. Visit Pawnee City Thriftway on the square in Pawnee City. Store hours are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they're open Sundays, too, from 9 to 5. Save money, save time, and buy local, which supports your community. Pawnee City Thriftway wishes the Pawnee City Indians success in all they do.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Our family serving your family for five generations. The Bank of Steiner, proud of their long history of serving the community of Steiner and the surrounding area. For over 100 years, they've been your locally owned and family-run bank. The Bank of Steiner is also the home of the B.J. Steiner Agency. Check with them for your farm and home insurance. The Bank of Steiner, since 1888. Our family serving your family for five generations. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Weary Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Weary Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Weary Mortuary. Their family serving your family.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness and now mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock, and Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
Pawnee County Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Talk to the Pawnee County Pharmacy.
Put me back on. Again, back to Arthur County. We apologize for that. We had a little bit of a power failure here and lost our signal. While we were away, Arthur County scored a touchdown on a 65-yard run to close it to 36-30. Since that, Pawnee City has marched down the field. The Indians now have the football at the 12-yard line where they're facing first down and goal. I'll check that. The ball is actually at they're just marking penalty yardage, and they're going to put it down first and goal at the 5. So the Indians leading 36-30 with 2:06 to play here in the first half. Pawnee City has the ball, first and goal at the 5-yard line of Arthur County. Again, we apologize for that loss of power here. We're working in some rather primitive conditions out on the end of an extension cord here, and we lost our power momentarily. All right, Pawnee City over the football. Justin Pierce is the quarterback, first and goal at the 5-yard line. Pierce calls his starting count, pitches back to Maloli, running to the left. Pierce blocking in front of him. Maloli reverses field, comes back to the right side. Now turns it upfield at the 5, and he's hit and dropped for a loss of a yard at about the 6-yard line. No place for Maloli to go. It'll be second down and goal at the 6-yard line. The clock is down to a minute 40 here to play in this first half. Pawnee City would love to get to the halftime with a 2-score lead. They're up by 6 right now, 36-30, after that 65-yard touchdown run by their running back Vassa that happened when we were off the air. Now we're having a discussion here, maybe a timeout possibly. Officials are talking about something. Looks like we're going to have a timeout taken on the field. The ball is spotted. Well, now the official's still trying to figure out what he's doing. All right, timeout taken. It's second down and goal for 6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Arthur, Nebraska, Arthur County High School. 1:10 left to play in the first half. Pawnee City leading 36-30 over the 10-0 Arthur County Wolves. When play is resumed after this timeout, the Indians will have the ball facing second down and goal at the 6-yard line of Arthur County. The Indians would love nothing more than to punch one in here and not leave enough time on the clock for Arthur County to respond. As we have learned throughout the entire first half of this football game, it doesn't take long for either one of these teams to put points on the board. Already 36-30 here in the first half. All right, Indians over the football. Second down and goal from the 6-yard line. Justin Pearson, the shotgun, Maloney set behind him. No check that. Behind him is Kling. They hand the ball to Kling. He runs to the right. Kling fighting forward, carrying people with him near the goal line and did not get in there. They stopped him short. It looks to be at about the 1-yard line. Anthony Kling, the sophomore, was the ball carrier. Well, the ball is at about the 2, just inside the 2-yard line. Third and goal from just inside the 2. Pierce is your quarterback. Maloney is back in at the running back. Setting to the right of Pierce in the backfield is Jet Farwell. Pitch it back to Maloney. Maloney running into the middle. He'll take it in for the touchdown. A 2-yard touchdown run by Andy Maloney. 2 yards on the run for Maloney. And that puts Pawnee City back on top 42-30 now. This score coming with just 34 seconds to play in this second quarter, but 34 seconds in six-man football can be a lot of time. All right, Kling in to kick. Pierce to hold for the two-point conversion. Keep in mind, when you kick it, you get 2 in six-man. All right, Kling to kick, Pierce to hold. We wait for the snap from center. Long count. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kick's on the way. It's long enough. Did it get through there? No. It's wide to the right. Did not go. So the score remains 42-30. Pawnee City on top with 34 seconds to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Nemaha County Hospital, we know that emergencies don't just happen between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. That's why our emergency care staff is available 24/7. You can take comfort in knowing that quality care is right around the corner every time at Nemaha County Hospital. To learn more about emergency care at Nemaha County Hospital, visit our website, nemahacountyhospital.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tosh in Auburn or Weston Witt in Fall City. 8-play, 46-yard drive. Andy Maloney capped it off with a 2-yard touchdown carry. Conversion failed. And with 34 seconds to play in the first half, Pawnee City on top now, 42-30 over the Arthur County Wolves. Martini has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. The deep man back this time is going to be Knight, I believe. Knight Kramer is the deep man. Here's the kick. going to bounce in front of Kramer. He stumbles, picks it up, backs up to the 5, now starts down the left sideline to the 10 to the 15. Hit there and dropped. Stops short of the 15-yard line at about the 14 is where they get him. Good defensive play there by the Pawnee City Indians. Anthony Kling, who kicked the ball, went down and who made the tackle that time was Kling. Clock is down to 28 seconds to go. Let's see if the Indian defense can hold him here. 28 seconds is a long time in six-man football. Line of scrimmage is at the 13-yard line, first and 10 for the Wolves. Quarterback, Tellen Storer, two running backs set beside him, has the snap. They snap it back, one to throw the ball out to the left side, looking for the center, and the pass falls incomplete. That's Cole Kramer, the big 235-pound sophomore center, was out there for the pass. He has 9 receptions, I believe, on the season, as does Joey Martini for Pawnee City. Anything can happen in six-man football. Second down, 15 yards to go. From the 12-yard line, clock is down to 24 seconds. High snap. No, it goes back to Storer. Storer wants to throw to the left. Pass falls incomplete. He was looking for Dakota Storer, the senior. It was Storer to Storer, the sophomore throwing to the senior there, and it falls incomplete. It'll bring up third down and 15 yards to go. Again, the ball at the 12. Timeout taken now by the Wolves with 20 seconds to play in the first half. We'll step aside, take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Is Sunny 101.3.
Just 20 seconds to go until halftime. We invite you to stay tuned for the Highland Community College Halftime Show. They're close to home, far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. That halftime show coming up in just about 20 seconds here. Third down, 15 yards to go from the 12-yard line for the Wolves from their own 12. Rolling to his right is Tellen Storer. He looks downfield. The pass is going to be complete. Making the catch. They're out to the 25, the 30, across the 30, out to the 34-yard line. And making the catch out here was Pilatkowski. Pilatkowski with the catch. Pierce was there on the stop. Clock is down to 10 and running. First and 10 at the 34. Back to pass Storer. Storer rolling right. Got some room. Now he's going to run with the football down the right sideline. He's taken out of bounds at the 34-yard line with 1 second. 1 second on the clock. They'll get to run one more play. First and 10 at the 36-yard line of Pawnee City Indians. Indians need to hold one more play here. Timeout taken, Arthur County. We'll step aside. Be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Visit Pawnee City Thriftway on the square in Pawnee City. Store hours are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they're open Sundays, too, from 9 to 5. Save money, save time, and buy local, which supports your community. Pawnee City Thriftway wishes the Pawnee City Indians success in all they do.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, you heard a word there from our friends at Pawnee City Thriftway. Folks, if you're enjoying this broadcast of Pawnee City football, stop by and let those local merchants know how much you enjoy the broadcast. Without their support, these broadcasts certainly would not be possible. All right, let's see what Arthur County has drawn up. They've got 1 second to go here, trailing 42-30. 1 second to play in the first half. The ball is spotted at the 37-yard line of Pawnee City. Back to pass with the ball is Storer. Storer's going to throw deep. They're going for it all. The home run ball. The ball is going to be tipped away and then caught. Wait a minute. Did he catch the ball? No. No. They say incomplete. It must have touched the ground. They're pleading for a touchdown. One of the Wolves came up with the ball. The official right on top of it waved it off and said, no, it's incomplete. Now another ref runs down to talk with him. They're having quite a discussion here. It all, boy, this is taking forever to decide. The ball was deflected, and then It looked like somebody laying on their back in the end zone ended up with a football. They're still discussing this, that the ball touched the ground. Touchdown! They call it a touchdown! That will be a controversial one forever. That will be a controversial one forever.
Several players had their hands on it, but an Arthur County player came up with a touchdown.
A 37-yard touchdown pass that came with 1 second to play, and it's good for the touchdown. How about that? And I can't even tell you who caught it. Now, wait a minute. They've taken another timeout. The Pawnee City coaches are out in the field asking to visit with the officiating crew here. That was the longest meeting for a touchdown call I've ever seen. And there is no time left on the clock. Right now, the scoreboard shows 42-36. It's not going to get changed, but the Pawnee City coaches are certainly within their rights of demanding an explanation as to what took place down here in the end zone. Honestly, folks, from my angle, there were people jumping up in front of me. I couldn't see what happened. All right, the try for the two-point kick. Waiting for the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. Kick is no good. Wide to the left. And Pawnee City maintains a six-point lead at the half. Your halftime score, Pawnee City 42 and Arthur County 36. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime report. That's coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Breakdowns are never convenient, but with help from H&H Auto Parts, your NAPA dealer in Pawnee City, you'll be back on the road in no time. Get parts for cars, trucks, or farm and construction equipment. NAPA Parts will get the job done right. Stop in to H&H Auto Parts at 612 7th Street for great service and the best quality that you can always trust. Two names that will never let you down, NAPA and H&H Auto Parts in Pawnee City. Keep your ride on the road and running smooth.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Arthur County High School, Arthur, Nebraska. It's time now for the Highland Community College Halftime Report. They're close to home and far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, I just had a visit from a very apologetic young man who got tangled up in the extension cord that brings our power out to our broadcast point. We're working under some rather uncomfortable conditions here, but we're getting the game on the air to you, and we're thankful for that. We do want to thank our good friend here, the athletic director, Jamie Gorwell, for all the effort she put into getting us on the air this afternoon under some not-so-ideal conditions. Time now for this halftime report scoring recap, and it is a long one. Our halftime score, 42-36. It went this way. Lance Vassa scored a 39-yard touchdown run less than a minute into the ball game, 9:17 to play. Jet Farwell ran back the kickoff after the touchdown on a 50-yard kickoff return. The Indians clean kicked the extra, and Pawnee had their first lead of the ball game, up 8-6. Right back up the field came Lance Vassa again, this time a 53-yard run for a touchdown. Storer made the kick, and it was 14-8. Arthur County up by 6. Indians tied it up on a 34-yard run by Andy Maloli with 7:07 to go in the first quarter. That capped a four-play, 41-yard drive. Conversion failed. We're tied at 14. With 4:39 to go, still in the first quarter, 65-yard pass play. Justin Pierce to Andy Maloli capped a four-play, 55-yard drive. Kling kicked the two-pointer. Pawnee City was back up 22-14. With 3:20 to go in the first quarter, Lance Vasa once again carried down on a four-yard touchdown run. Hannah's kick made it 22-22, all tied up. Indians responded, still within the first quarter, 1:46 to play. Justin Pierce, a 52-yard touchdown pass to Jet Farwell. That capped a three-play, 52-yard drive. The conversion hit the crossbar and failed. Pawnee City's lead remained at 6, 28-22. 9:54 to play. Finally, in the second quarter, a 10-yard run by Anthony Kling capped a five-play, 30-yard drive. Kling kicked the two-point conversion, and Pawnee City, with their biggest lead of the day, they went up 36-22, a 14-point Indian lead. Later in the second quarter, with 3:30 to play in the first half, a 65-yard run by Lance Vasa capped a five-play, 65-yard drive. The kick was good. It was 36-30. Indians up by 6. With just 34 seconds to play in the first half, Andy Maloli scored from 2 yards out, capped an eight-play, 46-yard drive. The Indians had a lead of 12, 42-30. But with 1 second showing on the clock, Anthony got a completion out here. Arthur County completed down the left sideline. I couldn't see the play because the fans jumped up in front of it. Apparently, the ball was tipped around and caught by a player laying on the ground in the end zone for the touchdown. The conversion failed, and Pawnee City goes to the locker room at the half, leading 42-36, our halftime lead. The Pawnee City Indians leading the undefeated Arthur County Wolves at the half. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast. I can tell you the weather in Arthur County, it's cold. We'll have an update of the weather forecast, 2 more minutes of important information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action in what promises to be an exciting second half of football. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
Glenn's True Value, on the square in Pawnee City. If you have a repair need at home, a trip to Glenn's True Value can solve that problem. Plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, and if you don't have the right tool to fix something, it's not a problem. Glenn's True Value in Pawnee City has many tools for many different projects. Glenn's True Value, a proud supporter of the Pawnee City Indians.
Pawnee County Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Talk to the Pawnee County Pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip to the pharmacy. Also offering flu and shingles shots and vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust the local established pharmacist at Pawnee County Pharmacy. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more in Pawnee City.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling.
Shart Auction Service is wishing the Pawnee City Indian football team great success throughout the postseason. Shart Auction is now booking auctions for the 2023 calendar. Make sure to get a hold of Shart Auction for all your upcoming auction needs. Your local auction company with national outreach. Shart Auction Service, the sounds that sells. Visit them online at shartauction.com. Proud to support Pawnee City student athletes. Located in Steiner, Shart Auction Service.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 36. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. lows dip down to about 18 tonight. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 34. Partly cloudy Sunday with highs around 40. 41, chance for scattered showers Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Breakdowns are never convenient, but with help from H&H Auto Parts, your Napa dealer in Pawnee City, you'll be back on the road in no time. Get parts for cars, trucks, or farm and construction equipment. Napa Parts will get the job done right. Stop in to H&H Auto Parts at 612 7th Street for great service and the best quality that you can always trust. Two names that will never let you down, Napa and H&H Auto Parts in Pawnee City. Keep your ride on the road and running smooth.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome once again. We welcome you back to Arthur County High School, Arthur, Nebraska. Those of you not familiar with your Nebraska geography, we're about 40 miles north-northwest of Ogallala, north of Lake McConaughey, out in the Sand Hills. And it's cold and it's windy, but boy, do we have a football game. You know, somehow sitting out in these cold temperatures, the time goes by a little faster when you've got an exciting football game, and that's what we have here. 42-36, our halftime score. Pawnee City clinging to a 6-point lead. They wanted to go into the locker room up by 14, but gave up a touchdown with 1 second to play in the first half on a controversial catch down in the end zone. Honestly, folks, all the fans stood up in front of me, the players, and I couldn't see what transpired down in the corner there. As it was explained to me, though, by some of the fans here, apparently the ball was tipped by a Pawnee City player and then caught by one of the players for Arthur County who was lying on his back in the end zone. The ball landed on his chest, and he grabbed it for the touchdown, and that's how it ended. And therefore, it's now 42-36. Once again, we want to take an opportunity to thank our friends out here, Jamie Gorwell, the activities director at Arthur County, Wade Kramer, the head football coach at Arthur County, for their assistance and their hospitality, making it possible for us to get the game on the air here for you under less than ideal conditions, both weather-wise, and they're doing the best with what they have to work with here at Arthur County, but it's a rather primitive setup. We're on a folding table with a folding chair on the top of a dirt bank here. We are near the 40-yard line, but we're not very far up off the field, so trust me, we're doing our very best to bring you a quality broadcast under some rather adverse conditions. I told Logan Carpenter, my producer engineer, a moment ago, if this was easy, everybody would do it, I guess. We apologize for that loss of power we had back there in the second quarter. We are working out on the end of an extension cord just to get power out here to the end of the field, where edge of the field where we're located. But doing our best to get it to you. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast as much as we are enjoying bringing it to you. Pawnee City won the coin toss, deferred their decision to the second half, so Pawnee City wants the football. They will be receiving the football, defending the west goal to our left as the sun starts to get low in the sky out here in Arthur, Nebraska. We explained earlier there, we're on the extreme eastern end of the mountain time zone. The county line is the time zone, and because of that, the sun sets out here tonight at at 4:32. Imagine that, folks, 4:32 sunset. I was in Ogallala last night, and by 5 o'clock, it was completely dark out. So that's why we had to get started at an earlier time this afternoon, because there are no lights on this field. We have to get the game in before it gets dark on us. And with a 4:32 sunset, we had to get things going. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. I want to extend a big thank you to Logan Carpenter, a producer-engineer for the broadcast, as he has been throughout most of this football season for us. And also a big thank you to all of our sponsors helping make this broadcast possible. The folks at Peru State College presenting the game of the week. Of course, Highland Community College with our halftime report. And we certainly want to once again acknowledge Pawnee County Memorial Hospital and Pawnee County Pharmacy. They are presenting sponsors for this afternoon's broadcast of Pawnee City Indians football, as well as all the other Pawnee City merchants you hear during the broadcast. Without their support, this broadcast would not be possible. So do us a favor. Stop by and let the folks know you're listening. Let them know how much you appreciate the coverage. Pawnee City will receive the kickoff in to kick the ball away for Arthur County. Is Jameson Dye? He has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line is where he's got it. All right. Thank you, my friend. We appreciate that. There's a kick. The ball bounces high in the air. It's loose. And onside kick. Going to be grabbed up. Running down the right side with the football. Wait a minute. We've got a flag thrown and a player down. They blew the play dead up here. It was an onside short kick that was grabbed up by Arthur County. They started down the right sideline.
Injured player on the field.
And then the referee blew the play dead. We've got an injured player down for Pawnee City near where all of this took place, around the 35-yard line. The trainers and coaches are out administering to that injured player. The referee is having quite a discussion here with the man that blew the play dead. They took it down the right sideline and were headed for the goal line for a touchdown on the recovery of the onside kick, but the official blew the play dead. Now what is he going to say here? We've got a penalty is going to be called against Arthur County. I'm not sure what signal he just indicated it's against Arthur County. Our concern right now is for the injured Pawnee City player on the far side as the trainers and coaches are gathered around him. Now, all five officials are being called in for a conference here to discuss what transpired. They're helping the Pawnee City player. Oh, my, that's the injured player is Justin Pierce. And Pierce is being helped to the bench, and he's not putting any weight on one of his legs, one of his ankles. Justin Pierce, your starting quarterback, of course, for the Indians, is being assisted over to the bench, and they're looking at a lower extremity, ankle or knee. And now we're having quite a discussion here. I think that's called illegal touching of the ball. Apparently, Arthur County touched the football before it traveled the distance. A targeting call. They're indicating a targeting call on Arthur County. And the penalty is being marched off against Arthur County and putting the ball back to the 33-yard line. But I think Arthur County is going to have the football. Justin Pierce is on the sideline. They're looking at a lower extremity, though. He must not have been the victim of the targeting because you'd be looking at his head. They're looking at an ankle over there for Justin Pierce. It appears that Pawnee City is going to have the football. Oh, now, wait a minute. The folks from Arthur County are maintaining that they have the ball because they had possession of it when the targeting took place. Pawnee City's lining up on offense as if they have the football. And right now what we have is total confusion on the field. The officials can't decide who the football belongs to. They honestly are having to have a conference to decide if this is Pawnee City's football or Arthur County. What we had is both offenses came out on the field and lined up to run the football. I've never seen that happen before. Both offenses were on the field assuming they had the ball. And the referees are trying to decide. Big meeting between all the officials out where the ball is spotted. It's inside the 34-yard line. Now the referee's going to come to the near sideline and have a discussion with Coach Wade Kramer for Arthur County. Coach Kramer feels his team has the ball. Pawnee City was lined up on offense. We still have both offenses on the field, both wanting to run their offense out here. I think since the referee is coming to explain to Coach Kramer that they're going to give the football to Pawnee City, let's wait and see. further discussion. And yes, Pawnee City's going to have the football first and 10 at the 34-yard line of first and 15, rather, at the 34-yard line of Arthur County. Let's see who we've got in at quarterback. Pierce is over on the sideline. Maloli is a running back, waiting for the snap from center on first and 15. Snap it back to Kling. Pitch to Maloli. He tries to turn it upfield. He's got some running room. Maloli on his feet inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line. The quarterback is Anthony Kling, 165-pound sophomore. Or wait a minute, that may be Hunter Johnson. Johnson wears 18, Kling wears 16, and honestly, folks, it's very difficult to discern the two here. I think that's Kling at quarterback. Yes, it is. It's going to be second down and 5 yards to go after a gain of 10 there by Maloli. Quarterback is Kling. Behind him sets Maloli in the shotgun formation on second down and 5. Snap to Kling. Pitch to Maloli. He starts to the left. Maloli's hit. Broke a tackle. Still on his feet. Driving forward. And he's going to be very, very close to first down yardage. He's down inside the 20. I think he needed to get it to the 19. We should be looking at third down and a yard to go. That pitch was scary because as Kling pitched the ball to Maloli, it was out in front of Maloli, and he had to really stretch out to get to it. Anthony Kling now running a quarterback in place of the injured Justin Pierce. Pierce is on the bench over on the sideline off of his feet. Third down and one to go. The ball just inside the 20 near the 19-yard line. Anthony Kling calling his starting count. Takes the snap. Gives to Maloli. No, running out to the left this time, carrying the football for Pawnee City is Tyler Tegmeyer. The ball is loose. It's fumbled. It's recovered by the Wolves out near the 35-yard line. Carrying the ball was Tyler Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer was the ball carrier. It was fumbled and then recovered at the 35-yard line. And it'll be first and 15 now for Anthony. Okay, let's wait. Again, the referee seems to be confused. All right, they're going to put it to the 35-yard line and give it to Arthur County. Tellen Storer is the quarterback. First and 15 from his own 35. Pitches the ball back to Vassa. Vassa comes around the left side. He's going to be hit by Tegmeyer. Wrapped up and dropped at the 40-yard line after a gain of 5. It'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. 8 minutes, 47 seconds to play in the third quarter. 42-36, Pawnee City up by 6. Their starting quarterback on the bench with an ankle or a knee injury. Can't tell which. It was to the lower extremity. Second down and 10 yards to go just across the 40-yard line for the Arthur County Wolves. Quarterback Tellen Storer. Set to his left is Vassa. Knight Kramer set to his right side. There's the snap. They give it back to Storer. Storer wants to throw the ball back down the left sideline. Has a receiver, Wenzel, at the 20, 15, 10. And he's going to get taken out of bounds. They're going to say he stepped out of bounds. Clear out here near the 19-yard line. Justin Wenzel on the reception, but he stepped out as he caught the ball at about the 19. It'll be first down and 15 from the 19 now for the Wolves. Sir? Sir? Could you possibly step back just a little? I got some folks standing in front of me, and I can't see the field here. Thank you, sir, very much. Ball is spotted inside the 20-yard line. As we said, less than ideal conditions this afternoon. First and 15 for the Wolves. Snap the ball back with it. Running to the right is Storer. He's going to run with the football, the 15, the 10, and he'll be taken out of bounds near the 10-yard line. So it'll bring up second down and about 5 yards to go from the 10-yard line. He can get a first down just inside the 5. 8:07 to play. Clock has stopped because he ran out of bounds. Tellen Storer is your quarterback. Vassa and Kramer in the backfield with him. Vassa sets behind him. Kramer sets to his right. In the shotgun formation, second and 5 from the 10. Pitch the ball back to Vassa. Vassa running to the right side, and he'll be hit and taken out of bounds near the first down marker at about the 5. Going over to get him and making the tackle over there was Hunter Johnson, I believe. Either Johnson or Kling, 16 or 18, over on the far sideline to make the stop. Spot the football at the 4-yard line. They're going to have to take a measurement here, an official timeout. 7:47 to play in the third quarter here at Arthur County. Your Pawnee City Indians leading 42-36. That was our halftime score. Pawnee City had an opportunity down here deep and couldn't capitalize on it. We've had a little bit of everything, lots of confusion on the field. I've never seen two offensive teams both come out and line up at the same time to run their offense before, but that's what we were looking at. It is going to be short of the first down. The football is spotted down near the 5-yard line, way over on the far side. And it is short of the first down, so it's going to bring up third down, less than a yard to go. The ball just inside the 5. It's on the right side hash mark. Arthur County down here threatening. Tellen Storer is your quarterback. Storer sets in a shotgun 7 yards deep off the line of scrimmage. Running backs behind him. Storer on third and less than a yard has the snap. Gives the ball to Knight. He's hit and dropped for a loss on the play back to the 9-yard line. Big defensive play. Who got him? Looks like shooting through there for Pawnee City was Kling, the freshman, 150-pound number 2. Archer Kling got the tackle. Loss of 5 on the play, back out to the 9-yard line, and now it's fourth down and a long 5 from the 9. Well, wouldn't this be a defensive stand? Fourth down at the 9-yard line. Storer in the shotgun calling his count. He has a snap, runs to the right, gives the ball back to Vassa. Vassa to the right side. Did not get in, but he'll have first down yardage. They stopped him short of the goal line, but he's got the first down. He needed to get it to the 5. He's well inside of the 5. Appears to be around the 3-yard line is where they'll mark it. So it'll be first and goal at the 3 now for the Wolves. 6:58 to go, third quarter, clock running. Oh, here's something. Lance Vassa, their star running back, is limping a little bit as he comes to the sideline here. He's out of the ballgame. Storer is your quarterback, calling his count. Storer takes a snap, runs the option to the left, pitches it forward for the touchdown.
And the
pass is going to be complete to Knight Kramer. Kramer makes the reception. So it will be a 3-yard touchdown pass to Knight Kramer for the TD, and we're tied at 42 all. Now, the all-important 2-point conversion here as they line up to kick it. There's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And the score goes 44-42. Arthur County on top with 6:41 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Well, that was a 7-play, 45-yard drive, capped off with a 3-yard touchdown pass from Storer to Knight Kramer. Conversion kick was good, and with 6:41 to go here in the third quarter, Arthur County has retaken the lead. They lead it 42-44 in what's been a real shootout. Back deep to return this kickoff for Pawnee City is Tyler Tegmeyer, a freshman. Oh, you know what? They've changed jerseys on me. I was calling that Tegmeyer. Jet Farwell, I'm told, is wearing Tegmeyer's jersey now. So Jet Farwell, I thought that looked like Farwell out there. For some reason, he is wearing 13. So I stand corrected. Anything I've identified as being Tegmeyer earlier was really Jet Farwell. Be nice if they'd inform the media when they make the jersey change like that. That's Farwell, wearing number 13. Pawnee City recovered the onside kick. They've got the ball first and 10, their own 39-yard line. Here's a snap. Pitch the ball back to Maloli. He comes to the right side of the 40. Farwell's going to be dropped and tackled after a gain of about 3 on the play. Making the stop there for Arthur County was Keegan Ellen. Maloli, with a gain of 3, puts the football to the 38-yard line, and it'll be second down and 12 yards to go for the Indians. Farwell is wearing jersey number 13 now. That was Tegmeyer's jersey. And it appears that Justin Pierce is back into the game. How about that? Pierce is back in at quarterback. Justin Pierce calls the count. Pitches the ball back to Maloli. Maloli right up the middle behind Pierce's blocking. And he fights forward. Pierce is limping a little bit as he comes out of that pile. The injury was to his left ankle, apparently. It's heavily taped, but Justin Pierce is trying to gut it out here. Dean on the play puts the ball inside the 35 to the 33. We've got flags on the play. And the officials indicating that this penalty is going to be against Arthur County. Waiting for the referee signal here. Still having a conference again between the officials. It'll be a face mask call on Arthur County.
Face mask call against the Wolves.
Now, the gain on the play by Maloli had put the football inside the 35 at the 33. Now we're going to mark off a 5-yard face mask penalty and put the ball inside the 30. Now at the 27-yard line, it'll be second down, 3 yards to go. Timeout taken by Arthur County with 5:57 to play in the third quarter. 44-42, Arthur County leading Pawnee City. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunday 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, during that timeout, I got confirmation that is Jeff Farwell wearing jersey number 13, listed as Tyler Tegmeyer. So Farwell is in jersey 13, just as I had suspected. You got to admire Justin Pierce out there. He's got that left ankle heavily taped. He's trying to gut it out. Calling his starting count on second and three. Pierce is back to pass. Going to throw over the middle. The pass is going to be intercepted at the 15, the 20, at the 25, and hit at the 25-yard line and dropped is the defensive back. Making the interception was Reese Swanson, just a freshman. Swanson is dropped after making the interception. And Swanson, the freshman, is one fired-up freshman when he comes to the near sideline. Big play there for the freshman Reese Swanson to get the interception. It'll be first and 10, Arthur County. They'll work from their own 25-yard line. 5:48 to play, third quarter, 44-42, Arthur County leading Pawnee City in what's been a hard-fought contest. I think Justin Pierce, with that bad ankle, is on the sideline. He's not on the field of play right now on defense. On first and 10, they pitch the ball back. Storr wants to throw. He's rolling right. Pressure coming. Being chased and pushed out of bounds is Storr. Chasing him down over there for Pawnee City was the Indians' Andy Maloli. But a nice gain on the play before Maloli pushed him out of bounds. He got it across the 30 out to the 33-yard line. Give him a gain of 8. It'll be second down and 7 yards to go. Needs to get it. It's at the 33. Needs to get it to midfield, the 40, for first down yardage. 5:40 to go here in the third period. 44-42, Pawnee City trailing. Back to pass Storr. Storr throwing deep downfield for Wenzel. Pass deflected away. Nice defensive effort by Kling down here for Pawnee City. Anthony Kling there to break it up. Farwell, now wearing jersey number 13, was also back there on the defensive coverage. The incompleted pass brings the ball back to the 33-yard line. Third down and still 7 yards to go, almost 8, for the Wolves of Arthur County. Arthur County over the football now. Quarterback Storr has the snap. He's back to pass. He's going to run with the football this time. Coming out to the left, there's no place to go at all. He's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Maloli there on the tackle, also in on the stop for Pawnee City that time was Joey Martini. No gain, fourth down, actually lost a yard back to near the 32-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 8 now. Keep in mind, on 4 previous fourth downs, Pawnee City has managed to stop the Wolves. This is their 5th try at it on fourth down. Let's see if the Indians can stop them again. Ball's actually at the 31-yard line now. Fourth down and 9 from the 31. Storr's the quarterback, calling his cadence. Has 2 wide receivers to the left side of the field. They're calling an audible and changing the play. Storr. And now And Flag is on. We're going to have a delay of game. They fiddled around a little bit too long here. Coach Wade Kramer was trying to signal in a play, and they couldn't get the communication going, and it cost them a 5-yard delay of game. And now, oh, wait a minute. Are they going to award a timeout?
Timeout.
Oh, they're going to pick up the flag, and they're going to say the timeout came before the flag was thrown for delay of game. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glenn's True Value on the square in Pawnee City. If you have a repair need at home, a trip to Glenn's True Value can solve that problem. Plumbing supplies, electrical supplies, and if you don't have the right tool to fix something, it's not a problem. Glenn's True Value in Pawnee City has many tools for many different projects. Glenn's True Value, a proud supporter of the Pawnee City Indians.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, we just heard from Glenn's True Value there. Now, R.J. Hickey, my buddy that works there with his friends, told me they were going to be listening to the game this afternoon. We've got a good one here, guys. I hope you guys are getting a little bit of work done and not just sitting around listening to the game. 4:43 to go in the third quarter, 44-42. It's fourth down, 9 yards to go for the Wolves from their own 31-yard line. Soar has the snap. Wants to throw the ball over the middle. There's a receiver incomplete. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Dakota Soar. He could not pull it down. He was behind the coverage by a step. And for the fourth time this afternoon, the Pawnee City Indians have held the Arthur County Wolves on a fourth down play. Pawnee City will take over the ball. First and 10. Excellent field position. They're going to have the ball at the 31-yard line of Arthur County, trailing by 2, 44-42, with 4:39 to play in the third period. Let's see what the Indians can do now as they come over the football. Justin Pierce is in there at quarterback with the taped-up ankle and all. Maloli sets behind him. Pitch the ball back to Maloli. He'll run to the left side. He's got some room. Forward short yardage. He only got to about the 30. It's deceiving because Maloli sets up 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Sometimes it looks like he's made a pretty good gain as he runs with the ball 10 or 12 yards, but he only gains 2. The ball is now spotted at the 30-yard line. Second down, we'll call it 14 yards to go. Ball on the left side hash mark. Pawnee City going from our left to right, from west to east, with the sun at their back here. The wind has died down a little bit. It's not blowing as hard as it was earlier, thank goodness. On second down and 9 at the 30, Pierce has the snap. He's back to pass. Pierce sets. Got a receiver near the end zone. The pass is going to be complete. Touchdown! Making the reception for the touchdown is Jet Farwell. And that will go as a 31-yard touchdown pass to Jet Farwell. How about that, folks? 31 yards on the pass to Farwell. Doing my own secretarial work here. We're going to have the try for the two-point conversion. The score came, cling into kick. The score came with 3:57 to play here in the third quarter. Cling to kick, Pierce to hold for the two-point conversion. These are important, folks. Ball is down. Kick is up. It won't get there. It's wide to the right. It fails. And with 3:57 to go, now wait a minute. We got a flag down. Offsides is going to be called. They'll get another chance at it. Offsides is called on the defense. They will have another opportunity to try for the two-point conversion. Right now we're standing at 48-44. Long discussion again between the officials. I haven't seen a game where we've had this many meetings of the minds here among the officials in a long while. Okay, Pierce to hold, cling to kick. We're going to march it off half the distance to the goal because of the offsides. We'll try again to make it a 6-point advantage. Right now it's 48-44. Long wait for the snap from center. Still waiting. Long count. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kick's up. High in the air. Will it make it? Yes, it's good. The kick is good, and the score goes 50-44. Pawnee City back up by 6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Visit Pawnee City Thriftway on the square in Pawnee City. Store hours are Monday through Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., and they're open Sundays, too, from 9 to 5. Save money, save time, and buy local, which supports your community. Pawnee City Thriftway wishes the Pawnee City Indians success in all they do.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services Scoring Drive recap, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive took just two plays to cover 31 yards, a 31-yard touchdown pass from Justin Pierce to Jet Farwell. Anthony Kling kicked the conversion, and with 3:57 to play here in the third quarter, Pawnee City has retaken the lead. Up by six now, 50-44. As we said, 3:57 to play in the third. What a shootout we've had here this afternoon at Arthur County. All right, ready to kick it away for the Indians is Martini. A short end-over-ender fielded by the up man at the 25. He comes to the left and just takes a knee at the 26, goes down there. It'll be first and 10 for Arthur County, working from their own 26-yard line, trailing by six now. Arthur County came into this game 10-0 undefeated. Few teams in the area have even played them close all year, so this is something new for them to be in a shootout like they are this afternoon with Pawnee City. Let's see what the Wolves come up with here offensively. It's been a run-and-gun deal here. Storer is the quarterback. He's got the snap. Pitches the ball back to Bassa. Bassa running the right side is going to be hit. Dropped after a gain of 3 or 4 yards.
Bassa working hard for yards over there on the right hand.
Over on the defense, Anthony Kling in on the stop. Let's try and ID some more of the ball players defensively. Kling was there primarily. Looks like Martini maybe had a bit of it. Also on the tackle was Maloli. Him a gain of 4. Second down, 11 yards to go. The football now at the 32-yard line. Pawnee City cheering section making some noise down here. About a dozen of the girls are yelling loudly on the sideline to our right. Second down, 11 yards to go. Tellen Storrs, the quarterback. The sophomore is back to pass. Looks to the left. Got a receiver out here. Pass is complete and then dropped. Wait a minute. Are they going to give him a completion? One of the referees is saying no, he didn't catch the ball, but it got away. They're still discussing. The ball flipped out of his hands. I don't think he ever got it put away. The referee right here has marked it as a completion, but the referees coming across the way are questioning whether he caught it, and so would I. What are they going to tell us? Apparently, they're going to rule it a completion, and he had that ball for just a split second before it went flying out of his arms. Wow. Okay, they're going to call it a completion. Third down and 4 at the 39-yard line. Tellen Storer has the snap back to pass. Storer sets. Storer throws over the middle. There's the receiver. Knight with the reception at the 15. He dropped the ball. The ball is loose. Followed on by Pawnee City. I think they're going to rule that as a completion and a fumble. And if that's the case, Pawnee City will have the football. It appears that the Indians are going to have the ball at the 10-yard line. Now the officials are going to have those famous meetings that we've been seeing all afternoon. Didn't take long this time for the meeting. They rule it as Pawnee City's football. Indians will have it first and 10. Scott Beatty's got a big smile on his face over this one. He's seated off to my left. Scott, could you stand right there and block the wind a little for me, my friend? Appreciate that. We're at the 10-yard line. First and 10, Pawnee City. Justin Pierce, bad ankle and all, is in there at quarterback. Has the snap to his left. Pitches back to Maloli. Maloli runs to the left side. Gets it out across the 10. Ball is loose again, but they're going to rule him down. They're going to say, now wait a minute, the referee says he was down. Oh, no, another controversial call. The ref ruled him down, and the referee across the way came in and said, no, it was a fumble, and they're going to give the ball to Arthur County. Well, we've had a lot of controversial ones this afternoon. Arthur County is going to get the football. They're going to have it first and 10 inside the 10-yard line. 2:51 to play in the third quarter, 50-44. Pawnee City turns it over on a fumble. First and 10, Arthur County at the 9-yard line. Tellen Storer is the quarterback. Now we've got an official timeout here as the coaching staff from Pawnee City is pointing out to the fact that the referee that was right on top of the play had ruled him down. That's what I saw. The ref standing here on the near side ruled that he was down, and then the ref came running in from far across the way and says, no, it's a fumble. So the Pawnee City coaches, justifiably so, are asking why, if the official right on top of the play ruled the ball carrier down, why an official from across the field would come in and rule it was a fumble. It's not going to change, I can assure you of that, but at least Pawnee City head coach Scott Brumbaugh is going to get his 2 cents worth in. All right, first and goal at the 9-yard line for Arthur County. Storr is the quarterback with split backs behind him. Storr turns, pitches the ball back to his trailing back, running to the right. A flag is thrown. He's going to be hit and dropped short of the goal line, short of the five, and we've got a flag down at about the 7 or 8 yard line. Carrying the football that time in the backfield was Pilakowski. We're seeing different ball carriers in there. Let's see what this rule is going to be. Penalty is going to be against Arthur County. And it's going to be, apparently a big one. 15 yards assessed against Arthur County. Puts the ball back out to the 19-yard line. So it'll be first and goal at the 19-yard line. They'll have the down over, obviously. Storr is the quarterback. Pilakowski and Knight Kramer are the backfield, the runners back there. Bass is out of the game. Back to pass is Storr. Storr throws to the left. Pass falls incomplete. And it'll bring up second down and goal at the 19-yard line. This Pawnee City Indian defense, 4 times this afternoon, they have stopped Arthur County on fourth down and took over on downs. Arthur County, maybe you consider punting the ball? It hasn't gone well for them. All right, incompleted pass brings up second down and goal with the football at the 19-yard line. I don't know what this long discussion's about again here, but they're going to get them ready to play again in a minute. 2 minutes, 28 seconds to play third quarter. It's 50-44. Your Pawnee City Indians up by 6. Tellen Storr will call his starting count. He has the snap. Storr sets the pass. He's at the 30. Rolls to his right. He's going to be tackled and dropped for a loss on the play. Huge defensive play there by Andy Maloli. Maloli chased him down on the sideline. It was one-on-one open field tackling out there. Big loss on the play out to the 22-yard line. Loss of 3. Third down and goal from the 22. What a defensive stand this would be if the Indians can pull it off. 2:02 to go here in the third quarter. Indians clinging to a 6-point lead, 50-44. Tellen Storr in the backfield, waiting for the snap, has the football. He wants to throw. Pressure's there, but steps up to the middle. Pass goes out to the left, falls incomplete. Great job again defensively for Andy Maloli. Maloli was over there with the coverage. The intended receiver was Pilakowski. But Maloli was there with him, and folks, we've got a fifth down situation again, or fourth down situation. This is the fourth or fifth time now that Pawnee City has tried to hold them on fourth down. Fourth and goal at the 22-yard line. Tellen Storr on fourth and goal, calling his count. He has the snap. He's back to pass. He's rolling right. Pressure's coming. Looking upfield. Throws back across the field. The pass is going to be complete and tackled short of the goal line. They stopped him short, coming up to make the tackle for Pawnee City. Was Atrial Kling, the freshman, came up and got the tackle. The receiver on that one was Dakota Storr. He did not get into the end zone on fourth down. They stopped him about a yard short. Pawnee City, for the fifth time this afternoon, has stopped Arthur County on fourth down. It'll be the Indians' football. First and 15, starting at their own 2-yard line. A minute 37 to play third period. Indians up by 6, 50-44, in what has been one heck of a battle this afternoon here at Arthur County. Let's see what the Indians do deep in their own territory. They can't put Maloli 10 yards deep this time. He'd be out of the end zone. Waiting for the snap is Justin Pierce. Pierce has the football. Give to Maloli. Maloli runs out to the left. Tries to turn the corner. And they got him in the end zone, I believe, for safety. Yes, they did.
Maloli on the carry, but he's tracked down in the end zone by a tackle. Close
safety. It's a 2-point safety as Maloli got caught in the end zone for the 2-point safety. And the score now goes 50-46. A 4-point lead. The safety coming. Well, we've seen just about everything else here this afternoon. A safety. 1:29 to play in the third quarter. The 2-point safety. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Shart Auction Service is wishing the Pawnee City Indian football team great success throughout the postseason. Shart Auction is now booking auctions for the 2023 calendar. Make sure to get a hold of Shart Auction for all your upcoming auction needs. Your local auction company with national outreach, Shart Auction Service, the sound that sells. Visit them online at shartauction.com. Proud to support Pawnee City student athletes, located in Steiner, Shart Auction Service.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Minute 29 to play in the third quarter, a two-point safety. Maloli caught in the end zone, and now Pawnee City has a free kick from their own 15-yard line. And, of course, Arthur County hoping to get good field position out of this. He'll kick it and kick it deep. Going to be received at the 15, out to the 10, the 15, the 20, across the 30, out to the 34-yard line. Arthur County will start first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. Kling there to make the tackle for the Indians. So with a minute and 25 seconds to play in the third quarter, Pawnee City leading here 50-46 in what's been a track meet and a seesaw contest. And now Arthur County with the football. What a workout we're getting on a cool, brisk afternoon in the sand hills of Nebraska. Wind picking up a little bit more than it was. Still a cool afternoon. Temperatures in the low 30s. It's not going to get any warmer than that. All right. Kellen Storr is the quarterback. He puts Pilakowski in motion. Storr hit as he throws the football downfield. There's the receiver. Complete. And with the touchdown is Lance Bassa, 45 yards, a 45-yard touchdown pass, one play, 45 yards to Lance Bassa. He made the reception, got in behind the coverage, and took it for the touchdown. The score coming with a minute and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter, and now Arthur County has retaken the lead, 52-50, as they line up for the two-point conversion. In to kick it for Arthur County, Jason Hanna. Hanna's kick is up. The kick is good. And the score now goes 54-50. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Burroughs Track Real Estate, your one stop for land and home sales in Pawnee County. Clay at Burroughs Track is hoping for an Indian win this postseason. They're your local realtors. Make sure to give Clay and the Pawnee City office a call for all your real estate needs, whether buying or selling. Burroughs Track, your leader in real estate in Pawnee County. Visit them online at burroughstracked.com. Burroughs Track Real Estate, proud to support student athletes in Pawnee City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. A one-play, 45-yard drive, a 45-yard pass from Storr to Lance Vasa for the touchdown. Hanna had the two-point conversion kick, and Arthur County goes back on top 54-50 with a minute 18 to play here in the third quarter. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. All right, the Wolves ready to kick the ball away from the 30-yard line. Farwell is back deep to return it, wearing his number 13 here in the second half. Farwell backs up, fields the ball at the 10. He comes to the 15, to his left to the 20, across the 20, and tackled at the 25-yard line. That's where they'll bring him down, and it'll be Pawnee City's football, first and 10, working from just outside their own 25-yard line with a minute 12 to play here in the third quarter at Arthur County. I can still feel my toes, I think. Pretty cool out here. We did get a nice broadcast point that's in the shade, so we won't have that nasty old sun shining on us out here. All right, first down and 10, Pawnee City from the 26-yard line. Let's see what the Indians can get going here. Justin Pierce is your quarterback. Pierce on a bad wheel, takes a snap, pitches to Maloli. He's hit in the backfield. Maloli's going to be tackled for a loss of 5 yards. Back down around the 21-yard line. Getting in there to get to him was Pilakowski, Dane Pilakowski, on the tackle. Loss of 5. It'll bring up second down and 20 yards to go for Pawnee City. Inside of a minute to play here now in the third quarter. 54-50. The lead is with Arthur County in what's been a seesaw contest, several lead changes. Second down and 20. Justin Pierce with the snap to Maloli. Maloli wants to throw the football downfield, though. They were looking for Maloli. He was the intended receiver. That time they had Kling lined up back there as the trailing back in place of Maloli. They were looking for Andy downfield, but the pass is overthrown and falls incomplete. It'll bring up third down and 20 yards to go, again from the 21-yard line. What they did there is they lined up with Anthony Kling back in Maloli's normal spot at that running back, and they put Maloli out at an end as a receiver. They've got Kling back there once again this time as Pierce gets set to take his snap. Oh, a bobble on the snap. The ball is loose. Pierce comes out with it, pitches it back over to Kling. Kling runs to the left side to the 20, across the 20, out to the 23, and he'll be tackled there. And it'll bring up fourth down and very long yardage for the Indians. The ball was loose for a moment. Justin Pierce did a wonderful job of just getting rid of the football and getting it into the hands of Kling so Kling could turn what was almost a huge negative play into at least a positive gain. Fourth down, 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 23-yard line. Timeout taken, Pawnee City. There's the end of the quarter, rather. That's the end of the third period. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
It's playoff football. Top four teams rocking and rolling out there. Give these guys a round of applause for their hard work.
Mr. Carpenter, are you there?
Freshly brewed, high-altitude, craft-roasted specialty coffee. Get it at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Tea in Pawnee for a great cup. And all the teas are sugar-free, packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Teas, they also have smoothies and vitamin water. Sending good luck vibes to the Pawnee City Indians and inviting you to stop by for some freshly brewed, high-altitude, craft-roasted specialty coffee or a loaded tea at Burgett Coffee and Loaded Tea in Pawnee City. Our family serving your family for five generations. The Bank of Steiner, proud of their long history of serving the community of Steiner and the surrounding area. For over 100 years, they've been your locally owned and family-run bank. The Bank of Steiner is also the home of the B.J. Steiner Agency. Check with them for your farm and home insurance. The Bank of Steiner, since 1888. Our family serving your family for five generations. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
To live action, we move into the fourth quarter. What's been a football marathon? We've taken more than 2 hours to play the first three quarters. Fourth down, 18 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 23-yard line of Pawnee City. Punting situation. Indians will punt the ball away. They've only punted once before this afternoon. There's an offsides call going to be called on the Wolves of Arthur County. One of the defenders got across there.
And offsides call again.
In to punt the football away for Pawnee City is Anthony Kling. 5-yard penalty moves it out to the 28-yard line, and now it's fourth down and 13 yards to go. Kling will still punt the football. Punting from right to left into the sun here. 10 minutes left. Thank you, sir. 10 minutes left on the clock here as we move into the fourth quarter. There's a snap, and the punt's away. An end-over-ender bounces at the 25, rolls inside the 20. Oh, it's going to roll down deep again. And once again, for the second time, the Indians are going to pin him down deep near the 5 or 6-yard line. Great job by Kling. He pinned him at the 1 last time when Justin Pierce downed it. This time it's downed at the 5-yard line, so it'll be first and 15 at the 5. 9 minutes, 50 seconds to go in the football game. 54-50, Pawnee City down by 4 in what's been one heck of a battle this afternoon. If you aren't enjoying this one, you must not like football. Arthur County with the football from their own 5-yard line, first and 15. Tellen Storer, the quarterback. The backs are split behind him in the end zone. Storer turns, gives it off to his running back, trying to run to the left. He's got some running room out across the 10, still on his feet to the 20. The ball is loose, and it's going to be fumbled out of bounds. They punched it out of there at the 25-yard line. The ball carrier for Arthur County was Dane Pilakowski. They punched the ball out, but it went out of bounds after he lost it, so it'll stay with the Wolves. It'll be first and 15 at their own 26-yard line. Arthur County, first and 15 at the 26. 9:41 to go in the ball game. 54-50. Pawnee City down by four. Tellen Storr, the sophomore signal caller, has the snap. Pitches the ball back to Pilakowski, running to the left. Pilakowski's dropped across the 30 at the 32-yard line. Looking around for Lance Vassa out here somewhere. Lance has been their go-to guy, and he's not on the field at this time. He's standing over here by the bench. Doesn't appear to be injured or anything, but he's the one with almost 1,600 yards of rushing coming into this game. Pilakowski is in place of Vassa at this point. All right. It's going to be third down. About 11 to go. Pitch the ball back to Pilakowski. Pilakowski stops short of the first down. He's out to the 37-yard line. Andy Maloli made the tackle there. Also in on the stop for Pawnee City once again was Anthony Kling. It's going to bring up third down, 4 yards to go at the 37-yard line. They need to get it to the 39 of Pawnee City for a first down. Third and four from the 37 for the Wolves. They lead it 54-50 with 8:42 to go in the ballgame. Storr in the gun. Pilakowski sets behind him, calling a starting count. Storr pitches to Pilakowski, running to the left. Now he reverses, comes back this way. He's going to be hit and dropped for a loss. They got him back inside the 35-yard line. A loss of 3, maybe 4 yards on the play. And once again, a fourth down situation. You'd think Arthur County would consider punting the ball eventually because they have not had any success at all on fourth downs. They are 0 for 5 on fourth down attempts. This will be a fourth down and 8 to go. And they're going after it. Here we go again. Fourth down and 8 from their own 37-yard line. Well, it may be lining up for a punt. Now there's some confusion. One of the players comes limping off, runs out to the right. This looks to me like some type of a trickery here. Timeout taken, Pawnee City. Indians aren't falling for that. 7:48 to go in the ballgame, 54-50. Indians down by four. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to the Nebraska Sand Hills, Arthur County, Arthur, Nebraska. It's fourth down, 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 33-yard line of Arthur County. They appear to be lining up in a punting formation, but I don't think so. Let's see what they do. Pawnee City has put Kling back deep just in case. They may punt it. They have it all day. Yes, they will. They're going to punt the ball out of there. Oh, a bad one off the side of his foot. It's going to come out of bounds here in front of our broadcast point. Pawnee City is going to get an outstanding field position. The Indians are going to take over first and 10 at their own 34-yard line. So it'll be first and 10, Pawnee City at their own 34 with 7 minutes and 45 seconds to go in the ballgame. The Indians are trailing by 4, 54-50 in what's been a track meet this afternoon here at Arthur County. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play for you. Logan Carpenter is our producer-engineer back at our Sunny 101.3 studios. Logan, we appreciate your efforts as we have throughout the season. It's first and 10 for the Indians. Quarterback is Justin Pierce. Set to his right is Maloli. Now Maloli goes back behind and sets deep. Pierce pitches back to Maloli. He'll run to the right. Maloli's got some room. Midfield. He's at the 40. Across the 40, and he dives forward down to the 37-yard line. He's going to have a gain of about 9 on the play. It's going to bring up second down and a long 6, almost 7 yards to go for the Indians. Plenty of time. 7:26 to go in the ballgame. Pawnee City down by 4. 54-50. A win here. They move to UNK next Friday night. Justin Pierce calls his starting count, has the snap, pitches to Maloli, who comes to the left. Maloli's got a blocker. Maloli is hit near the first down marker, dives forward. I believe he got it. Looks like he's got the first down with about a half a yard to spare if he gets a fair spot at all. The ball is spotted just short of the 30. They look over to the down marker, and the referee says, yes, it is. First and 10. Ball just outside the 30-yard line of Arthur County. Indians moving. They're down by four with 6:54 to play in the ball game. Pierce is your quarterback. Maloli sets deep as the running back. I think Kling is set in there to Pierce's right now in place of Farwell. Calling a starting count. Pierce turns, gives to Maloli. Maloli right up the middle. Blockers behind him. Got the ball across the 25, or right to the 25 for a gain of 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and about 9 yards to go. They're going to give him 6 and put the ball inside the 25. Oh, now they're going to pick it up and move it back a yard. Ball is now outside the 25. Second down and 10. Justin Pierce, the junior quarterback, all 130 pounds of him on a bad wheel, left ankle heavily taped. He was injured back in the second quarter, third quarter. Pierce is toughing it out on that bad ankle. Has Maloli set behind him, has the snap. To the right, gives to Maloli. Maloli runs up the middle. He's got some room. Maloli breaks down near the first down yardage, looks close to it. Maloli is down around the 15-yard line. If he didn't get the first down, he is very, very close, less than a yard away. Going to be third down and a yard. The football is at the 16-yard line. The clock, meanwhile, is down to 5:34 to play. Pawnee City is down by 4, 54-40. They have the ball, third down and one at the 16-yard line. As Pierce calls his cadence, he has the snap to Maloli, gives the ball. Maloli up the middle, first down easily. Turns the corner, the 10, the 5, at the pylon, touchdown! Maloli takes it in for the touchdown. The ball was spotted at the 16-yard line, so that's going to be a 16-yard touchdown run by Maloli. And the score comes with 5 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Now, this important two-point conversion. Waiting for the snap. Kling is to kick. Pierce is to hold. Haven't had a lot of success here this afternoon on these. Let's see what we can do. Pierce has the ball. It's down. The kick's on the way. He's got the distance this time, and the kick is good. The kick is good, and the score now goes 58-54, Pawnee City. Back on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, I'll tell you this, if you have to be out in cold weather to work a ball game, this certainly makes it worthwhile. What a game we've got here. 58-54, Pawnee City, back up by 4 now with 5:16 to play in the ball game. In what's been a seesaw contest, I don't know, 6-7 lead changes at least. And it's been a marathon. We've been playing here for 2 hours and 20 minutes already, and we still have 5 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. That's a 16-yard run by Andy Maloli for the touchdown. Kling got the kick. 58-54, Pawnee City on top, 5:16 to play in the ball game. Martini ready to kick it away from the 30-yard line for the Indians. The end-over-ender bounces inside the 20. It's going to be picked up at the 15. Return man tries to start to his left, no place to go. That was Pilotkowski. Pilotkowski got nowhere.
Number 24, Dane Pilotkowski.
So the ball is going to be marked at the 20, I believe. Wait until the official makes up his mind here. At the 20 is where they mark it, and it'll be first down and 15 yards to go from their own 20-yard line. Well, plenty of time here for Arthur County. There's still 5 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the football game. 58-54, Pawnee City up by 4. Tellen Storr, the sophomore quarterback, pitches the ball back. Storr goes out here to the left. Pass is going to be complete. Caught by Knight Kramer, but he's tackled immediately by Jet Farwell. I got to get used to seeing Jet Farwell in that number 13 jersey out here. Not sure what happened to his jersey. He started the game out in his traditional number 14, but he's been playing in the 13 jersey ever since halftime, and that threw Randy for a loop there for a while. I was confused. You know you think it's Jet Farwell, but the number said no. Second down, 15 yards to go at the 20-yard line for Tellen Storer, the quarterback, the sophomore. Calls his cadence, has a snap, throws a pass complete out to the left side, in the backfield, hit and drop for a huge loss. The receiver is going to get dropped way back inside the 10. Over there to make the hit on him was Andy Maloli. Pilakowski made the reception. Wait a minute, we've got a flag, I think. No, no flag. They're going to pick it up. Limping to the near sideline and coming off the field for Arthur County is Dakota Storer. So now it's third down and very long, third and about 21. Storer on third and 21, deep in his own territory. Storer rolls to the right, wants to throw, scrambles, throws a little pass complete out to the left side, trying to break back and again going to be caught for a loss on the play as a receiver. And again it's Maloli back there. And again it's Farwell back there. Pilakowski made the reception, got thrown for yet another loss. And now, if they don't punt it here, I'll be shocked, because it's fourth down and 25 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at their own 10. They're trailing by four with 3:25 to go. If you punt here, if you don't punt here and you turn it over, you give Pawnee City field position. It looks like they're going to try and punt it this time. All right, Pawnee City may very well get the ball back with a four-point lead here. Waiting for the snap, the punter stands at his own goal line. Watch for the trickery. Bobbles the ball. It's loose. He got the kick out of there somehow. It bounces at the 30. It's going to be touchdown at the 33-yard line of Arthur County. Pawnee City is leading the football game 58-54. They will take over first and 10 at the 33-yard line of Arthur County. There are 3 minutes and 7 seconds left to play. Folks, you couldn't write a script for a more exciting six-man football game than we've seen here this afternoon. Albeit a cold one, it's been a lot of fun. First and 10, Pawnee City at the 33 of Arthur County. Quarterback Justin Pierce in the shotgun with Maloli behind him. Pitches the ball back to Maloli. He'll run to the right, reverses to the left, powers his way forward for a couple of yards down to the 31-yard line. That keeps the clock running inside of 3 minutes. Keep in mind, in six-man football, a lot of football can be played in 3 minutes. We all know that. Clock running down. Pawnee City's going to let that play clock run all the way down, I'm sure, here before snapping the football. Down to 2:40. Boy, the Indians, are they going to go up and go right after it? It looks like they will. I thought, sure, they'd let this clock run down. Yeah, they're going to stand here and wait for the back judge to let him know that play clock is running down. Pierce calls his count, has a snap, pitches to Maloli, running right. Maloli comes back to the left. He's got some room. Breaks into the open. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10. All the way to the house goes Andy Maloli for the touchdown.
And number 12, Andy Maloli breaks free for a Pawnee City touchdown.
A 31-yard touchdown run by Andy Maloli for Pawnee City. From 31 yards out, the score coming with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. And that has just stretched the lead out to 10 now at 54-64. Pawnee City up by 10. They'll try and make it a 12-point lead here with Kling's kick. Pierce to hold, waiting for the 2-point conversion kick. Long count, still waiting for that snap. Sure is quiet here at Arthur County as we wait for that snap. Now the ball is down. No. Flags fly. We may have had to delay a game on a 2-point conversion. Let's see what they're going to tell us. No. Offsides on Arthur County.
Offsides on Arthur.
Arthur County. Offsides. Kling is in there to kick. Pierce is in to hold. I'm not sure why it's taking so long to snap the ball. It worked. They managed to draw him offsides. That'll move the ball in half the distance and make that extra point a little shorter. Already a 10-point lead, though, with 2:18 to go. It's going to take two scores for Arthur County to rally and get this one. All right, Pierce to hold, Kling to kick for the 2-point conversion. 2:18 to go in the ball game. We wait for the snap from center. There's the snap. It's down. Kling's kick. It's long enough. And the kick is good. He got it. And Pawnee City goes up 66-54 with just 2 minutes and 18 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The young lady with the Pawnee City flag is running up and down the sideline in front of the Pawnee City cheering section, and they're whooping it up down here. But you know what, folks? This game isn't over. There's still 2:18 to play in the ballgame, and this is six-man football. Anything can and does happen. 66-54, Pawnee City up by 12 with 2:18 to go, and the Indians kicking away. Martini comes forward. The end-over-end kick. It's going to be fielded at the 18. Coming to his right to the 20. The return man is going to be hit at the 25 and dropped at the 26-yard line. That's where they'll get him. And it'll be first and 10 on the return for Arthur County was Grady Gorwell. And it'll be first and 10 Arthur County from their own 27-yard line. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the football game. Pawnee City up by 12, leading the previously undefeated Arthur County Wolves by 12 points. 2:10 is a lifetime in six-man football. Timeout taken on the field, Arthur County. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You got to be enjoying this one. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock. And Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you in Arthur County. Out here in the Sand Hills, we got it dandy. 2:10 to go in the ballgame, 66-54. Pawnee up by 12. With the ball, Arthur County, first and 10 from their own 27. Pitch the ball back. Storr's going to throw down the sideline. The ball is deflected, caught by the up man, and making the catch for a gain of about 10 yards out here. Come is Vassa. Vassa is tackled immediately by Farwell after a gain of 11. It'll be second down and 14 inside of 2 minutes to go. 1:53 on the game clock. Kellen Storr is the quarterback. They're shifting a man out to the left side now. Pilakowski on second down and 4 from the 37. Storr back to pass. He wants to run. Running to his left to the left sideline. Now pulls up. Wants to throw back across the field to the center. And the pass falls incomplete. He was looking for Cole Kramer, the center. Kramer could not get to the football. It falls incomplete. He's holding his hand, and that's the snapping hand. Kramer says he's hurt his hand here, and he's their snapper. He's looking to the coach. Apparently going to stay in there. The clock running. Oh, no, the incompleted pass stopped it, rather. 1:31 to go. Third down and 4 at the 37-yard line. Quarterback is Storr. Waiting for the snap. Storr has the ball. Here's the pressure. He's scrambling. Throws back. Throws over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. Tackled immediately and stopped short of the first down is the receiver, Pilakowski. Huge defensive play there by Andy Maloli. Maloli stopped him a yard short. It's fourth down and 1 at the 40-yard line. Clock running, 1:12 to go. Arthur County in a hurry to get up over the football. 1:07 to go. Storr waiting for a snap on fourth and 1. They haven't made a fourth down all afternoon. Storr rolls to his right, running with the football. First down yardage this time, down to the 35-yard line. Did he get out of bounds? Pilakowski carried the ball. He did get out of bounds. They stopped the clock, 56 seconds to go. Clock is running, first and 15 at the 34-yard line of Pawnee City. There's the snap, Storer back to pass. There's the pressure, throwing deep down near the end zone. The pass deflected and knocked away. Great defensive play down there for Pawnee City by Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling was there with the intended receiver, stepped right up in front of the receiver and batted that football away for the incompletion. It'll bring up second down and 15. The ball is at the 34-yard line of Pawnee City. 45 seconds to play in the ballgame. Indians up by 12, 66-54. Wolves getting their signal here from their coach. He's calling the play to call it into him. The clock has stopped because of the incompletion. Second down and 15 at the 34-yard line for the Wolves. Down by 12 with 45 seconds to play. Arthur County calling their cadence. Storer is the quarterback. He'll throw the football. Storer dumps it over the middle. A pass falls incomplete. Incomplete. It was intended for Pilakowski. Incompletion stops the clock with 41 seconds to play. Pawnee City trying to hold on here for the win. Keep in mind, they're up by 12. If they get the win here, they'll play the winner of Parkview Christian and SEM. That'll be next Friday night at 7 o'clock at UNK in Kearney. Got some connections at UNK. Might be able to get a good spot in the box. Back to pass is Storer. Storer is scrambling. They're chasing him. Storer still in trouble. Got away from the man. Now rolls to his right. Still looking downfield for receiver. Throws it over the middle. Pass intercepted. Pawnee City comes up with the football, and that should just about seal it, folks. Making the interception, I believe, was Kling down there. Anthony Kling with the interception at the 15-yard line. And, folks, it looks for all the world like the Pawnee City Indians may have come out here to the Sand Hills and pulled their second upset in as many weeks. Last week they beat Potter Dix when nobody thought they would. And now with 28 seconds to go, they have the football and a 12-point lead, first and 15 at their own 15-yard line. Waiting for a snap is Pierce. Pierce will take a knee, keep that clock running. Not sure if there's any timeouts left here or not for Arthur County. No, the clock runs. I don't think they have to snap the ball again. That should be your football game, folks. The Pawnee City Indians have come to the Sand Hills to Arthur County, and they will defeat the Arthur County Wolves. Your final score, 66-54, and the Pawnee City Indians are going to the ship, folks. They will be playing at UNK next Friday night at 7 o'clock. They will face the winner of Sumner, Eddyville, Miller, and Parkview Christian, 7 o'clock Friday night. And our congratulations to Coach Scott Brumbaugh and the Pawnee City Indians on a hard-fought victory this afternoon here at Arthur County, 66-54, your final score. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with the postgame show coming up right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Pharmacy at 645 G Street in Pawnee City is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Talk to the Pawnee County Pharmacy about MedSync and make just one trip to the pharmacy. Also offering flu and shingles shots and vaccines with no appointments necessary. Stop by and trust the local established pharmacist at Pawnee County Pharmacy. Open 6 days a week and proud to serve you with prescriptions and more in Pawnee City.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic's extended hours. Starting at 7 a.m.
Chart Auction Service is wishing the Pawnee City Indian football team great success throughout the postseason. Chart Auction is now booking auctions for the 2023 calendar. Make sure to get a hold of Shart Auction for all your upcoming auction needs. Your local auction company with national outreach. Shart Auction Service, the sound that sells. Visit them online at shartauction.com. Proud to support Pawnee City student athletes. Located in Steiner, Shart Auction Service.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Gatula back with you at Arthur County High School, and we've just witnessed a football marathon. It's been a while since I've had a high school game that's gone on for more than 2.5 hours. That's what we did this afternoon. Your Pawnee City Indians have prevailed for the second week in a row, getting the upset. The previously undefeated Arthur County Wolves came in here 10-0 on the season, and they are defeated this afternoon by your Pawnee City Indians 66-54. Time now for the postgame show, being presented by our presenting sponsors, Pawnee County Memorial Hospital and Pawnee County Pharmacy. Well, we had 11 touchdowns scored in the first half alone, and at the half, the Indians were clinging to a 36-30 lead here. I'm sorry, a 42-36 halftime lead. In the third quarter, Arthur County came battling back. A 3-yard touchdown pass from Storer to Knight Kramer. Kick was good, and it was 44-42. Arthur County was back in command, up by two. The Indians responded. A 31-yard touchdown pass, Justin Pierce to Jet Farwell, capped a two-play 31-yard drive. Kling kicked the conversion. Pawnee City went back on top, 50-44. But it was a seesaw contest. With a minute 29 to go in the third quarter, a two-point safety. Maloli got caught in the end zone, made it only a four-point Pawnee City lead at 50-46. With a minute 18 to go in the third quarter, a 45-yard touchdown pass to Lance Bassa, a one-play 45-yard drive. Hannah had the kick, and just like that, Arthur County was back up 54-50 with a minute 18 to play in the third quarter. The fourth quarter, however, offensively all Pawnee City. Andy Maloli added a pair of rushing touchdowns. With 5:16 to go in the game, he rushed one in from 16 yards out. And then at the 2:18 mark, another rushing touchdown for Maloli from 31 yards out. Kling made both kicks, and that gave Pawnee City their final margin of victory, 66-54. The Pawnee City Indians with a semifinal win over Arthur County. I'm going to count them up here. Bear with me a minute for Andy Maloli. 1, 2, 3. I believe he had 4 rushing touchdowns this afternoon. Jet Farwell with a couple, but any way you slice it, a great ball game for the Pawnee City Indians. Now, looking ahead for a moment here, on the other side of the bracket, Sumner Eddyville Miller, SEM, is playing Parkview Christian. They kicked off at 2 o'clock Central Time back in Lincoln this afternoon, and the winner of that one will face the Pawnee City Indians. The championship for six-man football is played at Cope Stadium on the campus of the University of Nebraska at Kearney. That is a 7 o'clock kickoff this coming Friday night. We'll have live coverage for you, of course, here on Sunny 101.3, Friday night at 7 from Cope Stadium at UNK. Well, we're about 400 miles from Pawnee City or something thereabouts. A pretty good drive yet this evening for everybody to go home, but I guarantee you these Pawnee City folks are going to be smiling all the way back home tonight. The scene here at Arthur County right now, the Pawnee City players and coaches are lined up in the east end zone looking into that sun. The Indian faithful that came out here are all lined up with the cameras taking photos, and that's the only thing I hate about calling play-by-play on these. I miss out on the photo shooting down there, but hey, what a great time. And just let me say this, if those of you listening back in Pawnee City and all around southeast Nebraska have enjoyed this afternoon's contest as much as I have enjoyed bringing it to you, we both had a pretty enjoyable afternoon of it. It was cold, no doubt about it, and I can't feel my toes right now, but well worth it as the Indians get the win. So that's just about going to wrap it up for our live coverage of high school football this afternoon. For Logan Carpenter, a producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you once again with the final score this afternoon. It was the Pawnee City Indians 66, the Arthur County Wolves 54. Good evening, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3.